Victor Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Come celebrate with old friends this May for our 30-year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long.
And a chance to win $300,000.
You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm not Ben Shapiro. I am Michael Knowles. You can tell by my somewhat deeper, much slower voice. Wonderful to be with all of you today. Big tech has already begun to interfere in the 2024 presidential election. I guess I should probably actually say medium tech. It's not Facebook. It's not Google. It's not Twitter. It's LinkedIn. LinkedIn, the professional social media site, is now interfering with the presidential candidates. One in particular, and it's not Trump and it's not DeSantis. It is my friend, Vivek Ramaswamy, who has been kicked off of LinkedIn for nothing, it seems like. He's been kicked off of LinkedIn because I think they don't like the cut of his jib. We are joined now by my friend, Vivek. Thank you, sir, for coming on the show.
Good to be on, Michael. The only reason I do call it big tech is because LinkedIn is owned by Microsoft.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
It is. Yes, it is. Yeah. So they hide that to give themselves plausible deniability, but it's wholly owned by Microsoft. So,
you know, when I saw
big tech, it is.
When I saw this news story, Vivek, I thought this is the absolute perfect social media site for Mr. Ramaswamy to have been kicked off of, because people who know you and voters who are getting to know you more will know that you are a very successful guy, very successful professionally, you know, always on top of everything. And I thought this is the responsible person social media site, you know, people who are very serious about business. And so I thought, of course, that's the one that is going after him. What happened? Why were you kicked off?
Well, I don't know for sure, Michael, but I can tell you what they told me.
Yeah,
which
right.
Is that, you know, I got a bunch of texts from people, former colleagues, actually, who said, hey, I follow you on LinkedIn is how I get my updates on what you're saying on the campaign and what your views are, and I can't find you anymore. So I thought it was a technical glitch. And so I told my team, hey, what's wrong with our LinkedIn account? And then it turns out that it was actually an act of censorship. So they said that
There
were three things that I posted. Actually, they weren't in the post. They were in videos that were posted. One of them was that I said that the climate change agenda is a lie. And I said the climate change agenda is a lie because fossil fuels are a requirement for human prosperity. The second of those was critical of the relationship that Biden has with China. I said that the Biden administration is being played by China and that China is weaponizing, say, the COVID-19 pandemic or more closely the woke pandemic to stay one step ahead of us, talking about how companies are forced to apologize for their behaviors here in the U.S. without saying a peep about those same behaviors in China. And then the last thing I said was that the climate religion and its apostles in the ESG movement have a different objective than actually addressing climate change, because if they were, they'd be worried about shifting oil production from the U.S. to places like Europe and China, Russia and China. So those are the three things that I said. They delineated the three different posts that were videos that I'd posted on LinkedIn, and they said that this violated their policies on misinformation, hate speech, and the violence. No, the last one is the best word, violence, Michael. So, mm-hmm. So that was violence to LinkedIn. And the reality is all of these were actually grounded in fact. So there were opinions. If you watch the videos, I think you and I have been talking long enough that you know I do like to invoke these four-letter words called fact
right,
into,
right.
into discourse, and I think it's somewhat embarrassing for LinkedIn. But more importantly, if they can do it to me, I'm a Republican presidential candidate,
yeah,
expressing views grounded in fact, representing viewpoints that ought to be aired and properly vetted in public discourse. If they can silence me, they can do it to anybody. And yet here we are, the first act of election interference by a technology company in the 2024 presidential election.
It's also important we're so focused on what is Facebook going to do? What is YouTube going to do? What is Twitter going to do? We forget that this problem of censorship against conservatives is much broader than that, even into some of the other social networking sites. A lot of people use LinkedIn, and you don't use it to post pictures of your cat generally. You use it actually for more serious purposes. And so this really ought to raise some real red flags. And it's, I have no doubt, not because you were violent in your videos. I have no doubt it's because people are starting to notice your campaign. Unlike the top two polling candidates right now, you entered this race with relatively little name recognition. And yet, I'm not just flattering you here, Vivek. People are very impressed by what you're saying. I had a neighbor come up to me, actually, and we're always talking politics, and he says, Michael, what do you think about the race? And I gave him my take on it. He goes, what do you think about Ramaswamy? And I said, well, coincidentally, you know, he's actually kind of a pal of mine.
Here at Direction 45, enter out of their hibernation to begin another season of baseball. It is the Reading Colt 45s and the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. Coming up next here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be on a very warm and calm Friday evening here in Redding, California. For the Redding Colt 45s, they have a brand new cast of characters while bringing back some old faces as we start the season off. And we are going to get to the ball game very, very shortly. Wind blowing from right to left. It is figuring to be a very special night. Do you get a what? So the Santa Rosa Rosebuds coming into today, both teams 0-0. We just had Aaron Van Mol sing the national anthem. Tonight's broadcast here on KCNR is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the opening day of baseball for the Reading Colt 45s, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, offering inpatient, outpatient, and wellness services. It is nationally recognized and accredited by the Joint Commission, Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading. And so for the managers, meeting up at home plate, we have a brand new manager this year by the name of Bob Anderson, who will be overseeing this crew of 19 to 22-year-olds. We're even going to get some of the young high school kids who are playing in today's game, including catcher Mason Cassingham, a switch-hitting catcher from University Prep here in Redding, California, a talented kid who's going to go play some community college baseball in Texas. So we'll give you the starting lineups for the Reading Colt 45s as the meeting at home plate begins. Batting first will be Drew Cates. He is from Silverton, Oregon, and played at Paradise Valley College this past season in Phoenix. And then batting second will be Luke Matthews in center field. Batting third will be Dusty Vella. Vella, who played at Reedley College and attended Pleasant Valley High School in Chico. Batting fourth will be Hunter Reed at first base, and then batting fifth will be the power-hitting 6'3" man, Trey Thomas. So we'll get to Thomas in a bit as well, as he is from Carson City, Nevada. And then batting sixth will be Giacomo Crosetti, had himself a strong year at Jackson College after playing at Fresno. Liam, what are we doing? What are we doing?
We're live, man.
I just heard a commercial. Oh, goodness.
Strange, strange.
And then batting seventh will be Mason Johnson. So Johnson from Antelope Valley College, and then batting eighth will be Noah Young, who attended Cal State East Bay. He'll be playing left field, and then batting ninth will be the local boy himself, Mason Casingham. So both coaches shake hands as we are about to get underway. Tonight's broadcast is also sponsored by the Third Base Club. We have Meeks Lumber and Weaver Lumber at Eastside Production. Meeks Weaver has been your hometown building materials and hardware supplier for the past 71 years, established in Reading in 1951. We supply building materials from foundation to finish. Please come see us for installed installation, cabinets, pre-hung doors, windows, trusses. We have two convenient locations on 1045 Twin View Boulevard and 6871 East Side Road in Anderson. So thank you so much for joining us as we are about to get underway here. And as for those just joining us, brand new to the field, we'll get you started with the field dimensions. Down the line in right field, it is 310 feet and then 370 going into right center. And then once you get to dead center field, you have the 406 sign. And then in left center, it goes back to being 358. And next to it will be a home run slot for anybody that hits a home run through this little hole in the wall. There will be a raffle to distribute $10,000. So nobody hit it last year. A couple of players came close to heading it through the hole, but hit it off the wall. And then in left field, we have 320. So those heads getting ready. Reading Colt 45s wearing yellow and white. And for the Reading Rose, for the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, wearing gray and white. And so now we're about to have ourselves a ceremonial first pitch that will be caught by Cassingham. Full crowd here in attendance, not exactly a sellout, but a good turnout, to say the least. So the man throwing out the first pitch. Right down the middle. Man's name is Dave, a long supporter of the Reading Colt 45s. So the Colt 45s about to break into the outfield, and once again, pitching today will be Spencer Reif. Reif is a right-hander from Georgia Gwinnett College, a team that was part of the NAIA World Series this season. And he's been described as being a very quiet player with a ton of potential, throws a high 80s fastball, works a curveball, and works a change. So just getting his warm-up pitches. And the Santa Rosa Rosebuds wearing gray and green today. And again, the Colt 45s wearing yellow jerseys with black sleeve and white pants. So Reif at pitcher, and then Cassingham will be catching him. At first is Hunter Reed, and then over at second base is Dusty Vella. Playing third base will be Mason Johnson, and then Drew Cates, the shortstop and leadoff hitter. In left field, it will be Noah Young from Cal State East Bay. In center, it'll be Luke Matthews. And in right field from Shasta College and Foothill High School will be Giacomo Crescetti. So Crescetti and Cassingham, the two locals And what could really be interesting tonight is if we end up seeing Dylan Cabral pitch. Cabral, who was a pitcher at Simpson University, was actually the assistant coach for Cassingham and Aaron Wood, also in the mix for pitching. So it'd be very fun to see what would happen if Cabral got into the game. The battery mates of both pitcher, the coach, and catcher, the player. As we are about to get underway here, as right-hander Chuck Parnell steps up to plate. So Parnell, right-handed hitter, standing at about 6'1". And we'll see what Rife can do here in front of this 5-3-0 friendly crowd. Parnell digs his cleats into Tiger Field. Rife winds and delivers. The first pitch is underway in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Fastball in the inner half by Rife. Rife taking his time, winds, fires, delivers. The 0-1 pitch is a curveball that just dips high, didn't drop too much, and the count is 1-1. Sunshine everywhere, just a slight shadow along the third base and almost towards short set base. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner, check swing, call the strike, and the count is 1-2. So Rife looking to take care of business against Parnell. Rifle wind, set and fire. He delivers 1-2 pitch. Is a slider. Strike three called. And down goes Parnell. Parnell is rung up, and he had some choice words as he takes his Fu Manchu mustache and walks back to the first base dugout. Didn't like the call. Thought it was a little bit low and outside, kind of having to reach for it, but that's the way the cookie crumbles for him. And that will bring up Brian Meyer. The pitch to Meyer, fastball, blows it right by him for strike one. 0-1 to Meyer. 0-1 pitch, hard fastball swung, and that ball is going to be lifted foul into a crowd of cars, and at this point, it just becomes a game of whose car gets dinged up, and it looks like we have our first victim in foul ball territory. Looks like a blue sports car, might have been a dark blue-colored Camry. Here's Rife. He finds. He fires. Delivers. The 0-2 pitch is swung on a Mr. Strike 3. Making the quick tag is Cassingham to take care of business. And so with two batters in, Rife has two strikeouts. And that will bring up Drew Silveri. Rife. He'll wind and fire. Fastball blows it by him again for strike one. Coming in and attacking hitters. Rifle wind and delivers. That ball is lifted into right field. Going back on it is Corsetti. Takes forceps to his right, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So 1-2-3 inning as Spencer Rife comes in his Reading Colt 45's debut and shuts it down. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, nobody left. A clean first. And we're going to go to the bottom of the first. The Reading Colt 45s coming up here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And here we go to the bottom of the first inning. And pitching will be Brian Meyer, who just came up to bat and struck out swinging. So left-hander, full beard, and going to go to work, going to try to use his movement and angles to try to get the Colt 45s off balance. Just his warm-up pitches, so we'll see how he does when he tries to go full velocity. There's Bob Anderson having a quick word, and leading off will be Drew Cates, who is from Silverton, Oregon. And, you know, we'll get into a fun little backstory if you're a fan of dogs and pets of that nature, and it involves the heroism of a dog named Bobby all the way back in 1912. So let's see what Cats does here. So the left-handed hitting Cats getting comfortable lefty-on-lefty matchup. Here's Meyer, standing at about 5'9", winds and delivers. First pitch is an overhand fastball for a strike. 0-1, the count, hip high there. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, that ball is lifted foul. Oh, deflected off a pole and went into the crowd. There we have the Colt 45s community band here today. And I think that should be a souvenir for a lucky fan. Maybe not. Maybe they get a lollipop for returning it. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That ball's lined into right field for a base hit. Cates already taking off his helmet is going to be held to a single. 0-2 pitch saw a fastball and turned on it sharply. And so Cates is aboard to lead things off. The first Reading Colt 45's hit of 2023, and that will bring up Luke Matthews. So Matthews from Riverside County, born and raised in Murrieta, California, and attended Palomar in the greater San Diego area. Meyer, with Cates aboard, delivers a pitch that is down and in at the knees, just a little bit inside for ball one, and the count is 1-0. Meyer looks in to get his sign, and now he'll take a sniff of some armpit and step off, takes a deep breath, and goes to work. Cates daring him to make a move, and he'll throw it to freedom. So Cates trying to provide Meyer with more trouble. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball a little bit high for ball two. So two balls and no strikes to count. As Homer, the mascot, greeting fans on this opening day. 2-0 pitch is inside, and it hits Matthews on the foot, and so Cats will go to second. So Matthews being hit by the pitch, and that will bring up Dusty Vela. For Matthews, who is hit by the pitch, and that reminds me of a game last year between the Reading Colt 45s last year. Bryce Tweed, who is now at Hawaii Hilo, and he recorded 6 plate appearances, reached base all 6 times without recording a hit. Pretty remarkable, actually, to see that many pitches and to either get hit or walked. Taking outside now is Dusty Vela. So Vela, who was born and raised in Chico and attended Pleasant Valley High School, pretty local. Of course, the same high school as now New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled away off the glove, and it goes right into the hands of Mr. Fantastic, who's been a fixture in these parts for the past. Actually, wait. No, that's not Mr. Fantastic. He told me that he was traveling. So, different guy. Pink shirt, made the catch, nice play. 1-1 pitch, swung on, and a high chopper to second. bobble, then we'll have no play. Everybody safe. Jason Hebelin over at second base looked like he might have been dealing with the sun, was looking up, went into his glove, and he just couldn't make a play. So E4, a leadoff single, a hit by a pitch. And then an error at second. Bases are loaded now for Hunter Reed, who attended Texas A&M, Texarkana, born and raised in Plano, Texas. Here's Mayer. He winds and delivers to the right-hander. Swung on and fouled away. That ball's going to sail. Kyle's looking up. It always amazes me when it doesn't hit a car. I mean, it's like an airport parking lot. It's so stuffed and condensed over there. 0-1. Meyer working on Reed. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball on the inside corner at the knees for a strike. And the count, 0-2. Cates over at third. At second is Matthews, and then Vella at first. Here's the 0-2 pitch, fastball high. So for Reed, home of the many, many corporations that call Plano, Texas their headquarters, the 1-2 pitch is swung on, grounded to short, the toss to second for one. The turn to first, double play. A run comes in, but the Rosebuds will take two for the price of run. Give up the run, but get two outs. It's 1-0, Reading Colt 45s. So not exactly the first way that the Reading Colt 45s wanted to score a run, but they'll take it nevertheless. Rotating over to third goes Matthews, and now here is Trey Thomas. The pitch to Thomas is a fastball in at the knees for a strike. 0-1 the count from Carson City, Nevada. Usually a first baseman, but designated hitter today. 0-1 pitch, just inside. So very breezy day, but just blowing out the high pressure and making for a nice, cool, and calm night. So come and join the fun. Plenty of seats still available if you want to make it to the ballpark. 1-1 pitch is a curveball that drops low and at the ankles for ball two. So two balls, one strike. Dormant crowd so far, just getting comfortable here. Kind of almost reminds you of when you get into a jacuzzi for the first time, you know? You're just trying to sort of get that feeling out, process. That's kind of the vibe the crowd is giving you tonight. 2-1 pitch, fastball down the middle. So as the crowd gets comfortable, maybe we'll see some cheers. 2-2 pitch is just inside for ball three. Looked like a two-seam fastball that was trying to run itself back inside to the hip of Thomas, but didn't run far enough. Timeout is called briefly. Meyer looking in. He'll wind and fire. The 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. And down goes Thomas. He's rung up on a fastball at the knees to catch the corner of the plate. And that ends the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s scratch home a run as Drew Katz leads the season off with a leadoff single and comes home to score. One run, one hit, a man left, and at the end of the first inning, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 1-0 here on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're special. team to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top of the second inning we go, and the Reading Colt 45s leading the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 1-0. Ethan Hansen here on the call. Glad you can join us here on opening day here at Tiger Field. And so, for the Reading Colt 45s, and again, you're going to see a splash of some new guys, but then you'll also see some guys that you've read about in the paper. Players like Cassingham, who will be due up ninth if a man, or who will be due up fourth in the second inning. And here is James Potts to lead things off. Big left-hander takes a big swing and misses for strike one, measuring him up, I would say, from the high to low part, standing at about 6'2". Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball swung on it, missed strike two. For Spencer Reif, who is born and raised in Richmond, Virginia, working his curveball there. Reif winds, and nope, we'll get a timeout called right there. One ball, two strikes. Reif winds and fires. The 1-2 pitch is a curveball in the dirt. Nice play there from Mason Cassingham. And that's the thing that Cassingham really became known for during his four-year career in high school. Not just his ability to hit for power. The ability to switch hit is the 2-2 pitch. Rings up Potts. Down he goes. That's the third strikeout for Reif. And there is one away. Excuse me. So, the third strikeout for Reif, and now here is Casey Longacker. Longacker, the catcher. And stepping off is Reif. Reif winds and whips. Fastball, he shillelied in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Man, that fastball bounced about 3 feet in front of the plate and then tear him to the backstop. 0-1. Or, excuse me, 1-0. Nobody can be perfect. Reif whips and delivers. 0-1 pitches a hip-high fastball for a strike. 1-1. Wearing a nice, shiny red and black glove, too. Gotta like the style on that. 1-1 pitch, a curveball dipping inside for ball two. So, curveball, changeup, fastball. Reif again, swung on that ball, lined into left field, going back and making the catch is Noah Young for out number two. Man, that ball had eyes on it. Sharp liner, and Noah Young, having to sort of look into the sun a little bit, was able to arrange enough to his right, made a little bit of a bunny hop step, and then made the catch for two outs. So now here is Jason Hebelin. Pitch to Hebelin, down the middle for a strike. Reif showing great command here in this game so far. Reif winds and delivers. Curve, changeup, excuse me, in there for a strike. Took some pepperoni off the cheese, and the count is now no balls and two strikes. Reif, wasting no time at all. High fastball and very high at the head of Hebelin. He He winds in, delivers, pitches, swung on it, Mr. Strike 3, curveball. So down he goes, and that ends the inning. So no runs. No runs, no hits. Now five strikeouts in the game for Spencer Reif. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. The Reading Colt 45s leading the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 1-0 here on KCNR, which is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to sponsor the Reading Colt 45's opening day. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the area to be awarded the grade A of all the hospitals in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We have ourselves a mini game going on. We got a Dizzy Izzy. And we'll call this one. He got a guy in a bright green shirt, dark green, gray shirt, and then a gray shirt. Here's gray shirt. He's about 4'2". He runs forward, and he is in there. He wins the mini game. I guess it helps when you are having a low center of gravity during the Dizzy Izzy. Little man took it from start to finish. So now back to this ball game, bottom of the second inning, and Giacomo Crosetti to lead things off. Had a very solid season for the Knights. In 2023, first pitch swinging line down the right field line in foul, out of play. Played for the Colt 45s last year where he batted .186. Came into his sophomore year at Shasta College with a lot more confidence, better shape. Takes low and made the most of his opportunities. Batted .294 with three home runs, 36 runs batted in, and 10 doubles. And so now for Crosetti, he's hoping to use this summer league to find a four-year school that will sign him. Mayer winds in, delivers the 2-1 pitch, is swung on and fouled back. So 2-2 as Crosetti, the 6-foot right-hander, digging his cleats in the dirt. Mayer whips and fires. 2-2 pitch is way outside for ball three, off the chalk about 3 inches off. So three balls, two strikes, American flags adorning historic Tiger Field. Here's the 3-2 pitch by Mayer. Fastball, strike three called. And down goes Crosetti. So Crosetti caught looking. That is Meyer's second strikeout, using that fastball and locating it to perfection right there. At the knees, and now here is Mason Johnson, a SoCal boy, born and raised near Lancaster in the city of Quartz Hill. Just outside of Lancaster, takes the ball 1-0. So born and raised in Quartz Hill. Takes down and away for ball two. So Johnson looking for his first Reading Colt 45's base hit. 2-0 is missed high. So Mayer Meyer struggling with his command. Is a fastball miss down for ball four. So fourth pitch walk issued to Mason Johnson. And now that will bring up Noah Young. So Young made himself a nice catch in left field. Stabbing the hard liner that was hit by leadoff hitter Casey Long after. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Lefty on lefty matchup to Noah Young. 0-1, and we now have the lights. And speaking with Rick Bassetti about the new lights, and man, oh, man, those things are like those new LED lights that you see on the trucks. Very bright, very visible. 0-1 pitch is a slow roller. Back to the pitcher. The throw to first is in time. Rotating over to second. Johnson, and there's two away. So Young with speed, but Meyer able to retire him. And so now here comes Mason Cousingham, and we have about 25 or 30 UPrep fans all coming out to see the local boy. He's a switch hitter, so with the lefty Meyer, he'll bat right-handed. Pitch is swung on, and that ball is driven into right field. Running in and making the catch is Parnell, and that ends the inning. So Cousingham gives it a sharp ride, but into the glove of Chuck Parnell. No runs, no hits, a man left. And at the end of two innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
How many seconds do I have? Top of the third inning we go, and the Reading Colt 45s leading the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 1-0. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the opening day of baseball for the Reading Colt 45s, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, offering inpatient, outpatient, and wellness services. It is nationally recognized and accredited by the Joint Commission, Shasta Regional Medical Center, at 1100 Butte Street in Reading. 6 up, 6 down. Spencer Wright having zero trouble managing the Santa Rosa Rosebuds so far this evening. And it's not just the fact that, you know, he can throw a curveball and locate it, but it's his first pitch fastball command. And right now the Rosebuds are just having the hardest of times trying to time him. So first pitch strikes, doing the job for Reif. And so here is Ignatius Lawrence. First pitch is swung on, and that ball is lifted high into center field. Moving over a few steps and making the catch is Luke Matthews, and there's out number one. So a quick entry and a quick exit for Lawrence, and there's one away. And now here's Justin Wade. Right, he'll wind and fire. Pitch is a check swing in the dirt. Did he go no swing? One and oh. Rife winds and fires. Fastball ties up Wade for strike one. Check swing and Wade went around. Wind's starting to pick up just a bit. 1-1 and a change up in the dirt. So 2-1 and leading things off will be Cates as the 2-1 pitch is missed a little high. So for Cates, he's got a fun little background story in what his town is famous for. First of all, it is 12 miles northeast as 3-1 pitch is swung on, waved at, and missed for strike two. Here's Wife. He winds and delivers. Pitch is taken high for ball four. So Wade draws the walk. And so now here is Brandon Cameron as Rife allows his first base runner to reach aboard today. Here's the pitch to Cameron, swung off. Ball's lifted into shallow right field. Running under it and making the catch is Crescetti, and there's out number two. So Brandon Cameron makes a quick appearance and then exits stage right. Two away on another first pitch pop out for Rife. And with two outs, here's Chuck Parnell. Rife, he'll set, wind and deliver. Swung on and missed in at the dirt, man. Threw that curveball, and Parnell is known as the beer batter, so this is the way it works for all the new listeners. As he waves his hand at the crowd, if Parnell strikes out, that means that beer for the rest of the inning will be sold at a discount price. That is if Parnell strikes out. 0-1, swung on a Mr. Strike 2. Man, Parnell almost making it easy on these thirsty fans. No balls and two strikes. Parnell having himself a giggle. Rife, the quiet warrior, looking in. He winds in, delivers. Hard fastball taken on. The throw to second. He is out of there. What a throw by Mason Cassingham to retire Justin Wade for out number three. How about that cannon from the 18-year-old from UPrep? Boy, oh boy, he was out by 3.5 miles. No runs, no hits. The switch hitting slinger at catcher able to nail Justin Wade about 3/4 of the way going to second. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 1-0 here on KCNR, which is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to sponsor the Reading Colt 45's opening day. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the area to be awarded the grade A of all the hospitals rated in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We are back here and doing the YMCA dance here at Tiger Field. We got Homer educating the kids on how to do it. They are following Homer, the best mascot in the game. I can only describe him as a person very much like Santa Claus. He comes in for a season, he delivers for the children, and then once August comes and follows, that's it, and then we go back to football. But right now it's baseball season. Pitch is taken a little low for ball one, and want to know the count to Cats born in Silverton, Oregon, which is home to Bobby the Wonder Dog. Bobby, if you're wondering, was a Scottish collie who in 1916 ended up getting lost in Indiana, in Walcott, Indiana, after his family feared for his life. He got involved, I guess, in a fight between three other dogs. They thought that Bobby had been lost, and Bobby managed to travel 2,599 miles back to his home in Silverton, Oregon. And good old Bobby, he lived to be the ripe old age of 6 years old before passing away. But Bobby the Wonder Dog made headlines all over the country because this little pooch that had been involved in this very scary scenario involving three wild dogs, and he somehow made his way home. Well, Drew Katz just got hit by a pitch, so he's trying to find his way home now. Not exactly a dogfight, but got hit on the elbow pad. So now, here's Luke Matthews. So Luke Matthews from Murrieta, California, home to such celebrities like PGA golfer Ricky Fowler. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 count. So for Luke, who attended Palomar College last season and looking for his four-year home, Matthews goes to bunt, gets it down. The throw to first is in time, beat him by about the ball of his foot, a half a step, and there's out number one. The ump's getting a chorus of boos from the Reading Colt 45's faithful, but the Blues made the right call. But meanwhile, for Matthews doing his job with the sacrifice bunt, moving Cats over to second, and that will bring up Dusty Vella. So Vella, who reached on an error at second base, 0-for-1 on the day. Lefty-on-lefty matchup with Cats at second. Pitch is swung, and that ball's lined into right center, and that's going to drop our base hit and get all the way to the wall. They will wave in Cats, who will come in to score. They're going to turn Vella from second to third. The relay to third, he is out. So Vella trying to stretch a double into a triple, ends up with a pant full of dirt, but he gets credited with the RBI and double. It's now 2-0 Reading Colt 45s. And you know what? That's the beauty of, you know, the summer tournaments. You get to work on not just your hitting, but your speed. Test your athleticism out. Why not? You've already scored the run. Why not try to stretch double into a triple. And now here's Hunter Reed. 1-0 to the right-hander, swings and misses for strike one. So Reed is the big fellow, might have played offensive line very likely. He is 6'3", and I think as far as schools go, as the 1-1 pitch is in just a bit low for ball two. Attended Plano Senior High School with a student population of 2,666 students. It's like they say, things are just bigger in Texas. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. I mean, Pleasant Valley is the biggest school in the CIF Northern section, but I don't think they're that big. 2-2 pitch is a fastball, a little high and away for ball three. Hoping to maybe get some barbecuing tips from Mr. Reed as we interact with each other in between these games. 3-2 pitches swung on, fouled back. The crowd looks up. Will Carr get hit? Nope. Empty. So Reed sends that foul ball away, and it's for the location of Tiger Field, situated just adjacent to the Reading Library. Across the street, we have a Safeway, Chase Bank. 3-2 pitch, swung on, that ball is lined down the right field line, and that will be squirted foul. So for Reed, working the at-bat, nobody on. So far, the big bat today is Dusty Vella, who drove home Drew Katz. 3-2 pitch, swung on, that ball is fouled away, and wow, that almost hit a family. Geez, I don't even think that guy was even knew where his surroundings were. 3-2, and looks like we got some children out on foul ball patrol. 3-2 pitch, swung on, that ball is lined into shallow right field, giving chase, and that'll drop for a base hit. So the big fella, Hunter Reed, at 6'3", drops a single for his first Reading Colt 45's hit of his career. And now here is designated hitter Trey Thomas. So Thomas going to try to do it all over again. So Thomas, who struck out his first plate appearance, and a nice little changeup dropped in there for a strike by Meyer. 0-1. Meyer winds in, delivers. Looking like a slider that tailed away for ball one. So 1-1 with Giacomo Crosetti waiting on deck. Pitches a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. So that's really, really been where Meyer has lived well, is when he's been able to locate outside corner and to get that outside part of the plate. 1-2 pitch, swung on, comebacker under the glove, but right there is the second baseman, Hebelin, who throws the first in time to get Thomas, and that ends the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s add another run on an RBI double by Dusty Vella to bring home Drew Katz. One run on two hits, a man left, and at the end of three innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 2-0 here at Tiger Field. And once again, this game is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is home to the Reading Colt 45s opening day. Shasta Regional Medical Center is offering inpatient, outpatient, and wellness services. It is nationally recognized and accredited by the Joint Commission. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Beach Street in Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
All right, top of the fourth we go, and it will be Chuck Parnow to lead things off again. And once again, he is the beer batter, made a plate appearance in the third inning, but was ordered to sit back down after what was a tremendous throw by UPrep catcher Mason Casingham to throw out Justin Wade, and he gets hit on the first pitch. So So Chuck Parnow is let off the hook on a hit by a pitch. Only the second base runner allowed by Spencer Reif. Here's the pitch. to Meyer, who takes in the dirt for ball one, scooting over to second on the wild pitch is Parnell. One ball and no strikes the count. Parnell over at second. Meyer trying to bring him home. Reif sets, whips and delivers. Oh, on pitch, swung on, and a grounder to short. Up with it is Katz. He throws the first in time and gets Meyer for out number one. Moving over to third is Parnell. So nice play there by Katz. So now here is Drew Silveri. The pitch is a fastball, hip high strike. Now that wind's starting to pick up. Some of those clouds starting to bring in. We've had ourselves a pretty interesting week of scattered thunderstorms. 0-1 pitch is missed low. One pitch by Reif. This looked like a curveball that kind of got a little slick and out of his hands. 2-1 is ducking out of the way. Is Meyer? 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and a grounder to second. Up with it is Vela. Throws the first to get Silveri in to score. Is Parnell, and there's out number two. And now here's James Potts. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 to the lefty. He whips, he winds and delivers. 0-1 pitch, another curveball, and again. Struggling a little bit with his command is Reif. One ball, one strike. Two base runners allowed so far, but Reif has not allowed a single hit today. 1-1 pitch, swung on, a little slow roller up along the first baseline. Nice hustle by Reif, throws in the dirt. To first and beating it to the bag on a very squirt-like infield single, a 30-foot ducktail bouncer. And so Potts safe at first. And now here is Casey Longacker. So Longacker, who flew out to left field. And his first at bat in the second has an opportunity to make things interesting, tie this ball game up, or even better yet, at least from the Santa Rosa side, take the lead with a homer. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. So Reif allowing his first base hit, an infield single to Potts. 0-1 pitch is bounced in the dirt for ball one, and keeping it in front is Cassingham, and again, that's the kind of player that you get with Cassingham, a guy that can shift well laterally, stays in front, quick arm. 1-1 changeup in there for a strike. Man, that changeup was sweeter than red velvet cake. One ball, two strikes to count with two out. Right, heel set. And now Longacker gonna step out for a second. Calls time. Paul Bunyan-like beard for the 6'2" man. 1-2 pitch. gets by Cousingham, and in just second goes Potts. Might have been a cross-up of signs. Looked like Cousingham might have been expecting a curveball. Instead, just got a fastball in the dirt and just couldn't get in front. 2-2. Tying run at second is swung on in, Mr. Strike Three. Down goes Longacker. And so, for Rife, he has completed four innings, allowing just one run on one hit. Coming in to score was Chuck Parnell. And so, for the anyway, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Redding Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 2-1 here on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Redding Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Bottom of the fourth inning we go, and Giacomo Crosetti will lead things off as we have the Redding Community Band here. Glad you all could join us here, whether you're listening from Redding or from around the country on Free Fire Radio. And a shout out to Tyler James Chapman making his producing debuted in the booth in downtown Redding. So Tyler Chapman doing a fantastic job. And so for the Redding Colt 45s, as we are nearly halfway home of opening day, leading 2-1. Dusty Vela able to drive in Drew Katz in the third inning before the Rosebuds were able to cash in and run themselves in the top of the fourth, and so trying to set the tone for the bottom half of the fourth will be Giacomo Crosetti, who struck out looking his first at-bat. Hit three home runs for the Knights. Pitch to Crosetti is taken high for ball one. 1-0 to the 6-foot one-right-hander. Meyer working, the left-hander. Delivers on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Meyer whips in to Crosetti with those knees bent. Swung on hard, hit ball into right field for a base hit. So four. Crosetti, able to turn, got an outside pitch that he liked and hit a hot shot grounder past the glove of Ignatius Lawrence. And so with Crosetti aboard on the leadoff single, that will bring up Mason Johnson. Johnson, the right-handed hitter from Antelope Valley College. Fastball is taken a little high and away for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Curveball in the dirt for ball two. So two balls, no strikes as the sun is continuing to dim, dealing with some dark clouds overhead, but no signs of lightning or thunder yet. Man, let me talk about yesterday. As the 2-0 pitch just swung, hit hard into left field for a base hit by Johnson. Seeming in the third is Crosetti. Johnson to second, a double for Johnson. Back-to-back base hits for the Redding Colt 45s. And that will bring up Noah Young, So the bottom of the order showing up for the boys in yellow. Just a hard hit liner past the diving third baseman, Wade. Now here's Noah Young, who swings and misses for strike one. 0-1 the count. Might be, I think that might be, he might be wearing some goggles. Yeah, so wearing some glasses. 0-1 pitch is taken low. And so for Young, almost took like a Happy Gilmore type of swing at that first pitch. 1-1, swung on, hit hard down the first baseline and foul. So Young, looking to barrel up. No outs, 1-2 the count. At third is Crisetti, and at second is Johnson. Meyer delivers a fastball high. So 2-2. Young whips and delivers. Swing on that ball is hit high down the left field line. Slicing foul and out of play into that darkening blue sky. And back is the bocce courts along the third baseline and get some players on hand. I've never played bocce myself. Actually, I might have played bocce on the East Coast. Seems like a very East Coast thing to do, play bocce on the weekends with Grandpa and Grandma. Also adjacent, by the way, are the famous softball fields that were once played on by the Reading Rebels, who won national championships in fast pitch softball during the 1990s. Among those elite players, those elite ladies, was Michelle Smith, who became the first woman in history to call a nationally televised baseball game, and I believe that might have either been 2006 or 2016. But yeah, Reading Rebels, plenty of history around this area for sports. Here's Meyer, the 3-2 pitch. That ball is hit hard into right field. Back it goes to the right field wall. She is gone! Noah Young with the first home run of the Reading Colt 45 season, and it's 5-1. A 3-2 pitch that was lifted high into the deep blue sky, and fortunately for the right fielder, he was able to get that ball back. It's 5-1, Reading Colt 45s. Just a breaking ball that was up. Young turned on it and watched it go out of the ball yard. 5-1, Reading Colt 45s from Noah Young. And now here is Jason Cassingham. The pitch to Cassingham takes down and away for ball one. 1-0 the count. Meyer delivers. Swing of that ball is lined into center field for a base hit. So Cassingham, the local boy, showing up to work with his first Reading Colt 45's hit of his career. And this is a young man that has grown up his whole life pretty much watching the Reading Colt 45's, would come to the games as a 4-year-old boy during the summer, occupied by his parents, including his mom, Samantha, who is the Central Valley Athletic Director. And now the dream of a young boy from Reading comes to life, now at 18 years old and getting his first base hit for the hometown team. How do you like that? And now timeout is called as Meyer, who has now allowed 4 straight base hits, the leadoff single by Crisetti, the double to Mason Johnson, a 3-run home run by Noah Young, and then for good measure, Mason Cassingham tags them up, and so that's where we stand right now. And now, here's the pitch to Drew Katz, who takes on the outside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Cassingham, there he goes. Runner goes, taking for a strike. The throw to second, not in time. Cassingham steals second. And so the Colt 45's offensive mojo going on here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And for Katz, who is 1-for-1, singled and scored in the first inning, and then was hit by a pitch. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on and a grounder into the hole at short, and now Cassingham is caught into a rundown. Cassingham to second, and he is safe on a high throw at short by Cameron. Oh man, that talk about a rookie near mistake. Talk about a rookie near mistake for Cassingham, but thanks to an errant and high throw by Cameron, he was able to retreat back to second safely. And I believe that is going to go as a fielder's choice for Katz. So now here is Luke Matthews, and the ball gets by the catcher off his glove. Didn't know where it was, and all runners are safe. Cassingham to third and to second. Goes Katz. This is not Little League, by the way. There are no mercy rules here. And if the Colt 45s feel the need to add some more offense and make it a show, they just might. Here's the pitch to Matthews. Takes outside for ball two. So five straight base runners have reached. Still with no outs. 2-0 to Matthews is waved at him, Mr. Strike One. Looked like a fastball that he chased at the knees and then broke away. Two-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Two balls, two strikes, and with Dusty Bella waiting on deck. And so for Spencer Reif getting some help from his offense. 2-2 pitch swung on and a hard bouncer to second. The throw to first in time. As Matthews is retired, coming home to score is Cassingham. And it's now 6-1, Colt 45s. So the Colt 45s playing four here in the bottom of the fourth. And now here is Dusty. They pronounced it Vela, so I'm just going to go with what the PA announcer Derek Fasking said. Derek Fasking, who had been in this organization for over 15 years, his son Barrick, coaching the team last season. Still running in-game operations. So here's Vela, who swings and hits one into shallow right field. And that'll drop for a base hit. In to score is Katz. And it's now 7-1, Colt 45s. Man, Vela took a hard swing, went down on one knee, and wasn't even sure where the ball went at first, but somehow found a safe space in no man's land between right field and second base. Colt 45's clicking on all cylinders here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now putting up five runs, and the eighth hitter of the inning comes to the plate in Hunter Reed. Fastball is taken for a strike. Going over to second, and on the steal quickly is Vela. So Vela stole second base, didn't even need to slide, got such a good jump. 0-1 pitch is down. So one ball and one strike. One pitch is in the dirt for ball two. There goes Vela, and he'll steal third without a throw. So Vela from Chico tended Pleasant Valley and with two stolen bases in the inning, and now does he even dare try? Instead, that ball is lined down the left field line, slicing, going, and foul. Hunter Reed just gave that ball a cruise down the left of the line, but hit all past the Gerlinger steal sign in left field. Two balls, two strikes. The count for Reed, who singled in the third inning. 2-2 pitch is taken high for ball three. So three balls, two strikes, and now for Meyer, really running out of options. The Rosebuds brought with them six substitutes. 3-2 pitch, swung on that ball, guarded into the hole left field for a base hit. Second single of the night for Hunter Reed, brings home Vela, and it's now 8-1. Reading Colt 45's pouring it on against the Rosebuds. So timeout is called, and I think that is going to be it for Mayer. So Mayer does his best, but leaves the game after 4 1/3 innings, having allowed 5 straight base runners here in the bottom of the 4th inning, and now we will have ourselves a new pitcher come out, and we will get to you about who this man is when we return. You're listening to this game on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s on opening day. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the area to be awarded the grade A of all the hospitals rated in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
So bottom of the 4th inning in the Reading Colt 45s ahead 8-1, getting base hits by Giacomo Crisetti, who led off with a single and then a double for Mason Johnson. Johnson was followed by Noah Young, who hit the first home run of the season for the Colt 45s, and then starting the rally up again was UPrep senior catcher Mason Casingham, who hit a single into center. He was followed by Drew Katz, who reached base, and then an RBI single from Dusty Ella. And then after the single by Hunter Reed, that brings up Trey Thomas, who is the ninth hitter of the bottom of the 4th. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. And it is Nick Giordano. Here's the pitch from Giordano. Fastball swung on and corkscrewed up along the first baseline. Foul. So for Giordano, who's a right-handed thrower, fastball, looking at about mid-80s. Looked like he might have been throwing a slider there, too. 0-2 pitches in the dirt for ball one. One ball, two strikes, and you could not ask for a more picture-perfect day here in Redding. Temperature reached a high of 83 degrees today. Some dark cloud cover overhead, but doesn't look too serious. Not having to think about any rainstorms or any of that, although might have just jinxed myself. Throw over to first. You know what was weird was the fact that it actually rained last year on July 4th. I mean, out of all the bizarre and weird things that we thought we would ever see in Redding, California, and yet, sure enough, we had ourselves rain, and we almost ended up with a ran out. There were tents and everything. That was definitely something different. Got the game going, though. 2-2 from Giordano. Pitch is low for ball three, trying to drop a breaking ball into Thomas. So, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giordano trying to be finite here as the Redding Colt 45s have put up 6 runs in the fourth and lead 8-1. 3-2 pitch, fastball swung on and fouled away and into the parking lot, and no cars were damaged. It looked like the foul ball might have had its eyes on a red Prius, but the Prius was spared. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and I'm not sure if this is the fifth or the sixth inning where they have the small children take off their shoes and race to Homer, but love calling the Dizzy Izzy, love just fun summer semi-pro baseball, way we do things here. Fast inside for ball four, and home plate umpire is going to say that it hit Trey Thomas on his jersey. And so with Thomas being hit by a pitch, the man who led off the fourth comes to the plate again, and Giacomo Crosetti, the right-hander with runners at first and second. Reed at second. At first is Thomas. Pitch to Crosetti is low for ball one. 1-0 the count, and now Crosetti trying to show off some more of his pop. One thing you really noticed, too, compared to last season was it's just his whole approach has just changed. He just looks a lot more mature, calm at play, and a lot sharper. Last season batted 184. Kind of didn't really get to play until late in the year and didn't really seem like he had a good rhythm to him, but this year with Shasta College, a productive 294 batting average. Hits for contact. Can drive pitches in the gap. But he's got some pop there, too. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, and the ball is sliced up the middle. Caught at short by Cameron, who touches second and rings up Thomas for out number three. A double play, a solo six for Cameron, and that ends the inning. But not before the Redding Colt 45s open up the game in the biggest way possible, plating 6 runs, capped off by a 3-run home run, the first of the year by Noah Young. 6 runs are plated by the Redding Colt 45s, and we go to the top of the fifth inning, halfway home here at Tiger Field. The Redding Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 8-1 here on KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Here we go, and Jason Heflin to lead things off takes a little high and inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Fastball taken high for ball two. So for Spencer Rife, who comes to Redding, California by way of Richmond, Virginia, attends Georgia Gwinnett College, who made the NAIA World Series. Successful year. And part of that team as well is Kyle Norton, who played at Shasta College before transferring to Georgia Gwinnett. And this is a team who, during the playoffs, talk about inexplicably explosive. They scored 19 runs during a playoff game. 3-1, the count is Rife delivers on the outside corner for a strike. 3 balls and 2 strikes to count. To Heflin, the 3-2 pitch is a fastball taken a little high for ball four. So Rife walks the leadoff man, and that will bring up Ignatius Lawrence. So Ignatius Lawrence, man, talk about a name that sounds like it belongs in a Shakespeare play. That is two L's, by the way, next to Lawrence. So that is capital L and then lowercase L-O-R-E-N-C-E. But he is definitely a big hoss. 6'1". Big beard swinging the bat. Rife dealing with some command issues. 1-0, the pitch is a fastball a little high for ball two. And now Mason Cassingham going to go out and talk to his pitcher. And for good measure, we'll see the first appearance from Bob Anderson. So Anderson talking with Rife. Started off strong by retiring the first 8 hitters that he faced. So, Bob Anderson, though, a quick word. And are we going to get ourselves a new pitcher? Maybe not yet, no. Nope, we just have some arms going up, getting warmed up in the bullpen. And looks like we have ourselves a left-hander. Using my beta carotene vision to try to spot the number. Two and one. Meanwhile, the count to Lawrence. Rife looking it with the man at first. Bill set. Wind in, delivered. 2-1 pitch. So that ball is lifted high. Out of play down the first baseline. Oh! We have our first car. Looks like a station wagon. Man, that sounded like a window. Hopefully they... the Colt 45s are not responsible, by the way, for any broken car parts or windows. You kind of play the risk. If you really want to... Do not park near the Safeway. Don't ask. I don't know. Maybe I'd park near the Safeway. 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled his, Lawrence fouled it off of his foot. So, if you are a fan of the Reading Colt 45s, you don't want to park in the parking lot, so what do? Oh, no, good one. Well, kind of a bit of a walk. I don't know. Maybe go park by Lulu's. But then again, if you park over by Lulu's, that's about 20-25 minute walk. Nah, just take the risk. You know what? You will go to the game. Your car will get dinged up, and it'll be totally worth it, and you'll have yourself a nice little story to tell about why your car's all dented up. Possibly. No promises. Two balls, two strikes account. Talorn swung on and fouled back as Reif continues to work away. Three balls, two strikes. The Rosebud's trying to rally here in the top of the fifth. 3-2 pitch. Fastball is miss high for ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Reif, and now Reif not in too much trouble just because he's working on with a 7-run cushion, and I think we now have ourselves still the same man. It'll be third baseman Justin Wade. So Wade tried to present some problems to Reif. Wade looks to bunt, fouls back, and the count is 0-1. No balls and one strike to count. Corners are in. Reed, and it's first charging. Fastball is taken inside for ball. Backdoor pick to throw to second, not in time. But man, Cassingham again. This 18-year-old not afraid of the lights, and maybe it's because of the fact that UPrep uses Tiger Field during its regular season games. But this is a different crowd when you're putting on the Colt 45s. You go from, as the pitch is grounded to third to second for one. The throw to first, double play. Just what the doctor ordered for Reif. As the Colt 45s are able to turn a double play. Johnson, Vela to Reed. And there's two outs. As moving over to third is Hebelin. So some nice defense play there by the Colt 45s, and now here is Brandon Cameron, who takes a slider down and away for ball one. Here's the 1-0, fastball swung on and missed. Reif looking in. He whips and delivers. 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner of fastball there. First strike two. One ball, two strikes, two out. Reif, after allowing two walks to start trying to get out of the inning, 1-2 pitch is fouled back. So one ball, two strikes, and if Brandon Cameron gets aboard, that will bring up the beer batter, Chuck Parnow. 1-2 pitches, swung on a miss for strike three. Cassingham throws the first, and there's out number three, and that ends the inning. So for Reif, who walks the first two hitters he faces in the fifth, but gets out of it cleanly, no runs, no hits, just one hit allowed for Reif. And at the end of 4.5, we are halfway home officially as the Reading Colt 45s lead the Rosebuds here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And back for the bottom of the fifth inning, and it'll be Nicholas Giordano who will continue to pitch as the Reading Community Band has shown up and playing some Sweet Caroline. Nothing like the classic. Some Neil Diamond played by these hardworking volunteers. We got some saxophones, a tuba, French flute, and oboe. And doing a fantastic job here tonight. Good job to the local band supporting here on opening day. And leading things off will be Mason Johnson. So Johnson, who doubled in his first at bat, hits a first pitch hard comebacker. Back to the pitcher, making the catch is Giordano, one away. Man, that was a hot shot back to Giordano, who literally had just a less than a second to react and was able to make the catch. So Johnson lines out, and now here's Noah Young, who takes a little one away for ball one. 1-0 the count. Giordano whips and fires. The 1-0 pitch is ground up along the first baseline and foul. Caromed off of first baseman Lawrence, but no play as ball bounced on the right side of the chalk. So Young, who is the owner of the first home run of the 2023 season for the Colt 45s, takes inside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Two on pitch, fastball swung on that ball is fouled back and into the bocce courts. Protective netting over the patrons who are enjoying hot dogs and pizza and hamburgers and other good ballpark food. Can't go wrong with the good ballpark food here at Tiger Field. Volunteers working hard to make the experience for the Colt 45s splendid. 2-2 pitch inside and did it. Hit him? No, it didn't. That was ball four anyway for Noah Young. And so now here is Mason Cassingham. So Cassingham, who already has one hit on the right side and now appropriately will switch to the left side. And for Mason, so for Cassingham, he is a power left-hander, contact right-hander. And so now getting a chance to show what he can do from the other side of the plate. Young at first takes outside for ball one, skips by the catcher, and over to second goes Young. So one out as the Reading Colt 45s brought 10 men to the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning and scored 6 runs. They lead 8-1. Here's Here's the 1-0 pitch. Waved out and missed for strike one. Counting him out in front, and man, his head went swiggling everywhere. 1-1. Talk about a kid who is so excited to make his debut. 1-1 pitch. That ball's lined down the right field line and foul out of play. So Giordano working on Castingham. As for Castingham, looking for his first run batted in after collecting his first career base hit in the fourth inning. 1-2. Stepping out his pitcher and batter will do it again. Young at second. There he goes, and Giordano has him caught. The pickoff throw to second, and he is out. So a nice pickoff move as Giordano is able to hang Young out to dry. Notice Young taking off in his periphery toward third, and Giordano was able to step off and cut down the lead runner. Here's the 1-2 pitch now to Castingham, who swings, flies it into center field, going back 6 steps and making the catch out in center is beer batter Chuck Parr now to end the inning. So the Colt 45s leave the bottom of the fifth empty-handed, but lead after 5, 8-1 here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to sponsor the Redding Colt 45's opening day. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the area to be awarded the Grade A of all the hospitals rated in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Redding.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Redding Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
So to the top of the sixth inning we go, and we got four young men who are involved in carrying the water. Let's see what these waiters can do. We got a little boy in overalls. We got the little short kid who's won the first event, the Dizzy Izzy, and once again the young man from Cottonwood wins. I don't remember why I know that he was from Cottonwood, but I think one of his sisters plays on the West Valley softball team. I just know this because this is a small town. I'm the sports reporter for the Redding Record Searchlight, and I just know. So, shout out to the young man from Cottonwood for going out 2-for-2. We'll see how he does during the homer run in the eighth inning. Meanwhile, to the top of the sixth inning, we turn it back over to the big kids. And here is the beer batter, Chuck Parnow. So Chuck Parnow, who's been getting a lot of love from the local fans today. And we have ourselves a new pitcher for the Colt 45s as the pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. And that is Reese Fairweather. So Reese Fairweather, who attends Feather River College and was born and raised in the great land of Australia. So we have an Aussie doing his kangaroo jack here in the top of the sixth inning, looking to throw some strikes and do well in his first appearance. 1-1 pitch is a fastball. Oh, wow, where did that miss? Might have swallowed his gum. Two balls and one strike. Looked like a good look there from Fairweather. Fairweather winds and delivers. Fastball, that one was definitely high. So three balls and one strike. The Aussie making his Reading debut. Fairweather whips in, fires. The 3-1 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. So the left-hander trying to show what he can do in relief after Spencer Reif goes five innings, allowed just one hit on six strikeouts. 3-2 pitch by Fairweather. Swung on, a little roller up along third. It's bobbled by Fairweather, and he won't have a play. That'll go as an infield single for Chuck Parnell. So, no discount beer tonight for the Reading faithful as Parnell reaches base for the second time after walking in the fourth inning. And so, Reese Fairweather listed at 6'4". And as the season progresses, we'll learn more about these young men, about where they come from, their backgrounds, their story. Pitch is a fastball on the inside corner. One, one. Nicholas Giordano, the left-handed pitcher, and hitting right-handed. The 0-1 pitch, curveball swung on and missed from down under. 0-2, that curveball dipped right down low, and Giordano took a big bite and came up empty. 0-2 the count. Fairweather, the left-hander, sets. He'll wind and fire. The 0-2 pitch is missed inside. Trying to locate. Fairweather looking in. He'll set and deliver. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Just getting a piece of it is Giordano. You got the battery mates of Katz and Vela at short and second. Mason Johnson at third. And we have Hunter Reed over first. 1-2 pitch, another curveball comebacker right to Fairweather. The throw to second for one. The turn to first. Double play. Fairweather turns it perfectly. A 1-6-3. Double play, perfect throw to his shortstop, Katz, and then finishes the job to Reed. And with two outs, here is Drew Silveri, who swings and misses for strike one. Fairweather winds and fires the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike two. That is 6'4", and he throws that thing like a rubber band. It is just coming at you high and then downhill. 0-2. Fairweather. 0-2 is swung on and lifted, fouled out of play. Are we going to see an athlete in the stands? No, he will not. Over the bleachers. Gotta say, the only athlete that we've seen so far was the gentleman sitting in the front row along the first baseline making the grab on the carom. 0-2 pitch is bouncing the dirt, so working fastball curve, curveball fastball. not biting is Silveri. Fairweather winds in, delivers. 1-2 pitch, fastball swung on, grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson, throws across the diamond to first, not in time. So an infield single there as Silveri able to show off his speed. And so with a man aboard, with Silveri, comes James Potts. So Potts, who singled in his last at-bat, swings and fouls that one away, and that'll go into Narnia, straight back of home, and not exactly Narnia. We got some tennis and pickleball courts behind us, behind home. 0-1 pitch, swung on, that ball is lined into center. Going back 3 steps and making the catch for out number 3 is Matthews, 2 in the inning. So no runs, 1 hit, but the Rosebuds go down quietly once again, and we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. The Redding Colt 45s leading the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 8-1 here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the opening day of baseball for the Redding Colt 45s, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, offering inpatient, outpatient, and wellness services. It is nationally recognized and accredited by the Joint Commission. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Redding.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Redding Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Here we go into the bottom of the 6th inning we go, and the Redding Colt 45s leading 8-1. Tagged starting pitcher Brian Mayer for 8 runs, including 6 in the 4th inning, and he was cruising pretty well, at least until that 4th inning gave up a leadoff single to Giacomo Crescetti, then the double by Mason Johnson, and it was all downhill from there. A 3-run home run by Noah Young, and the Redding Colt 45s have taken control since, but in relief of Mayer has been Giordano, who has worked an inning in 2/3 and hasn't allowed an earned run. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 and 1-1 to Drew Katz. Katz, who singled, was hit by a pitch and then grounded into a fielder's choice, takes low for 2. 2 and 1-1. As we mentioned earlier, Katz coming by way of Silverton, Oregon. 2-1 pitch is missed outside for 3. So 3 and 1-1 now to count. The pitch is a fastball low for 4. And so, for Katz, who reaches base now for the 4th time tonight, And now here's Luke Matthews. So Matthews, the right-hander, as Bat Boy Levi doing a good job there, grabbing the equipment, grabbing the bats, hustling back into the home Colt 45's dugout. Slider swung on, Mr. Strike One. Man, Giordano can really move it. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on. Grounded to third. Took a bad hop. And everybody's going to be safe. An error. Going to be charged to Tyler Wade. Or excuse me, Justin Wade. So Justin Wade charged with the error at third. And now with Katz at second, Matthews at first, that'll bring up Dusty Vela. Giordano, heel set. Wind in, fire. Curve on the dirt for ball one. Skips past the catcher. Longacker and over to third. Goes Katz to second. Goes Matthews. One and out. Giordano, the 1-0 pitch is a fastball away. So, once again, we have Katz at third. At second is Matthews. And for the Reading Colt 45 is looking for another big inning on offense. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, smoke down the first baseline and foul. Boy. Man. Vela barreled up on that pitch and made some hard contact, but rolled it up along the first baseline and foul. And Levy went and got himself a new bat as well. So it looked like you might have chipped that wood bat. Colt 45 is using nothing but wood bats. Boy, that is, I'm not sure how you can call that thing wood. 2-1 pitch, swung on. That ball is lifted into shallow left field. Giving Chase coming under it, and it'll drop for a base hit. Nobody's going to come home and score, though, as Katz got a bad read, so the bases are loaded on a bloop single. Man, talk about a bloop single. That was a soap bubble that went up, went down, and I guess if you're the Reading Colt 45s, on one hand, you're leading 8-1, but on the other hand, if you're Bob Anderson, you're telling your guys, hey, we got a score on that one. That's a bloop single. Got to read that off the second, then be ready to go. But nevertheless, this is what this team is about. Not just to highlight your skills, but to do some learning as well. And, you know, on the other hand, too, they catch that ball and you're maybe looking at a double play. So Vela, in either case, with his third base hit of the day, two singles along with an RBI double, and that sets up Hunter Reed, who swings and misses. First strike one, 0-1. Oh-1 pitch is bouncing the dirt for ball one. One ball and one strike. Timeout is called. So Nicholas Giordano, he'll set. He'll wind and deliver. 1-1 pitch is missed low for ball two. I want to know something crazy. I found out that it was my boss's birthday on May 15th. Shout out to Jenny Espino. She's definitely not going to be listening, but you know what? Gives me a chance to talk about her. I was looking up things that happened on her birthday. Sporting events, the 2-1 pitch swung. That ball is lined into left field for a base hit. In comes Cat. They'll wave in Matthews. He'll score. Sliding into third. Head first is Vela on a 2-run single by Hunter Reed, and the Colt 45s now lead 10-1. And that will bring up Trey Thomas, who is the lone man in the Reading Colt 45s lineup. Oh, excuse me. Luke Matthews doesn't have a base hit either, so Matthews. And Thomas, both without base hits. He hits it along the first baseline and foul. Oh, and won the count. So, again, back to my boss. I was looking up a crazy stat by Walter Johnson, who back in 1912 threw an 18-inning complete game against the New York Highlanders, and his team ended up winning the game 1-0. Ball players were just built different back then, I guess. 1-1 pitch is outside for ball two. Then again, I doubt that they were throwing that hard either. They got pitchers like Aroydis Chapman throwing 103, 104 miles an hour. 2-1 pitch is away for ball three. But still, I mean, just to think about how the game has just changed over the years. 3-1 pitch taken high for ball four. And so Trey Thomas is aboard for the second time tonight. And now here is Giacomo Crosetti. So Crosetti, who doubled and came home to score in the fourth inning, led off that six-run fourth inning, takes a strike and the count is 0-1. 10-1 Reading Colt 45s, and once again tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to sponsor the Reading Colt 45's opening day. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the area to be awarded the grade A of all the hospitals rated in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading. One ball and two strikes, now the count. One, two pitch to Crosetti, who takes outside for ball two. So led off the inning with a single and now has the bases loaded. Looking to add on to this 9-run lead. 2-2 pitch is a slider, missing just a bit low for ball three. So a full count with Mason Johnson on deck. Three-two pitch is a fastball missing low for ball four. A bases loaded walk, a run batted in for Crosetti. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and it's now 11-1. Reading Colt 45s. And now the discussion with Giordano commences. He's doing pretty well so far, but struggled with his command and wasn't helped out by the error at third either by Wade. So for Giordano, working through the trouble. And now here's the pitch to Mason Johnson. He swings, hits that ball high and up and out of play along the third baseline. So no balls and one strike to count, and that's a foul ball fit for little kids to chase. So the young one's going after the souvenir. 0-1 to Mason Johnson. Johnson from Antelope Valley College takes on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes the count. Here's the pitch. He whips and delivers. Swung on. Little roller up along third. The throw to first is in time for the out. Coming in to score is Vela. Johnson credited with a run batted in. And it's now 12-1, Reading Colt 45s. And with one out, here is Noah Young, who hit back to the pitcher, walked, and then in the fourth inning, grabbed the momentum by the horns with a three-run home run as part of the six-run fourth inning. He swings, grabs that ball into deep left center. Back it goes near the warning track, and making the catch is Parnell. Tying up and coming in to score is Hunter Reed, and it's now 13-1. Four runs batted in now for Neil Young hitting in the eighth spot. And now here is Mason Cassingham. So Cassingham, once again, going to try the left side. He is 1-for-2 from the right side, singled in the fourth inning. 0-for-1 from the left side. He swings and hits a hard shot back to second. The throw to first in time by Hamblin, and that retires Cassingham, but not before the Reading Colt 45s add five more runs. Compliments of a two-run single by Hunter Reed. Five runs on one hit and three walks in error. We go to the top of the seventh inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 13-1 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top of the seventh inning, and I was talking with my producer, Chappie over there into the studio. Apparently, Walter Johnson, he claims, could throw 92 miles an hour. I don't know. Maybe this is just because I'm a hardcore newspaper man. I can't buy into something that I can't necessarily prove, but maybe he did. But man, 18 innings, Walter Johnson. I mean, you know, even anyway, top of the seventh inning as the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, 13-1. And now we'll have a new pitcher come in to the game. And we will get his number in just a bit here. Meanwhile, leading things off is Casey Longacker, who takes the swing and misses for strike one, 0-1. I think that might be Alex Alvarez. Is that last year's Alex Alvarez? Might be. We'll see what happens when he turns his number. Oh, yeah, that's definitely Alvarez. Pitch is swung on, grounded to short. Up with it, firing across the diamond in time is Katz for out number one. Or no, excuse me, that is Spencer Heath. So Spencer Heath, the right-handed pitcher who attended Feather River College. I just noticed because of his violent windup, kind of how he kind of comes up with a short leg sweep and then comes forward with it. I thought that might have been Alvarez, but no. Spencer Heath making his Reading Colt 45's debut. Pitches a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Now here is Jason Hebelin. 0-1 to Hebelin. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Oh, man, he is working with his sauces right now. Two straight fastballs pinpointed right on the outside corner. 0-2 from Heath. He winds and delivers. Slider swung on, lifted up along the right field line and foul. And that's going to spin out of play. No balls, two strikes. What started off as a pretty breezy night is gentled into some dry stillness here. The bright blue sky replacing the darkness on these brand new lights. And boy, does this field look absolutely spectacular, especially if you're a photographer. Oh, two pitches swung on, fouled back. Ooh, we got another car. Oh, man, that was a Jeep. Jeeps are pretty durable, though, so. Gray Jeep by the looks of it. Taking a little dent off the hood. 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lifted into shallow right field. Going back off the edge of the dirt and on to the grass briefly to make the catch is Vela. And there's two outs. And I don't know. Maybe this is just bad luck on my end. I'm definitely going to get the rue of this, but there's just something so surprising when you see that ball and I don't know, you kind of guess and you see, and I don't know, it's just become one of those quirky traditions where you try to look out into the parking lot and see which car gets hit. Same thing like yelling foul ball here. Also got the cowbells. 1-0 pitch is grounded to third. Up with it, the throw to first in time. Gets Michael Miller, and that ends the inning. So a solid line of work from Spencer Heath, the 6'2" right-hander from Feather River College. Sets the Rosebuds down in order, 1-2-3, and we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's time for God Bless America and Take Me Out to the Ball Game here at Tiger Field.
The Colt 45's pet band is going to launch into taking out the ball game.
After taking you out to the ball game, and we now know the official title of that mystery band. That is the Reading Colt 45's pet band, and they will be playing all summer. It is awesome to see how this small community of roughly 95,000 comes together and can just celebrate sports in its own special way. So, shout out to the Reading Colt 45's pet band for coming out and peppin' everybody's spirits. One ball and one strike the count. As Giordano, or is that Giordano still in? Takes on the outside corner. Yep, that's still Nicholas Giordano. So one ball and two strikes the count. To Drew Katz, the 1-2 pitch swung on, lifted up along the left field line and foul out of play. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. A gentle throw and a bounce from his knees to get him. Very casual there by Casey Longhacker, and there's one away. Man, that might be the most nonchalant throw to first I've ever seen. He just kind of chucked it like he was throwing a boomerang, and it found its mark. One away as Katz is retired, and now here is Luke Matthews, who takes on the inside corner for strike one. Matthews followed by Vella. Giordano sets. The 0-1 pitch is down and away for ball one. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lined into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. So a bit of an oppo taco there for Luke Matthews with a single. So he has himself his first base hit. So the lone man with out of base hit now would be Trey Thomas. So good for Luke getting on the board, his first Reading Colt 45's base hit. And now for Vella, who has worn out the Rosebuds today. A double and a run batted in and two singles. Here's the pitch. He swings, drives that ball into left center, going back and making the catch. Is Parnell, and there's two away. So with two outs, with Matthews at first, here is Hunter Reed. So Reed, two singles, and an RBI. So three singles, two RBIs for him, 13-1 in favor of Reading Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1 pitch in the dirt and low. One and one. Giordano sets. He winds and delivers. 1-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. A little bit out in front there is Reed. Giordano sets. 1-2 pitch is bounced in the dirt, kept in front by Longacker. Two balls, two strikes, two out. And for Reed. From Plano, Texas. 2-2 pitch is a slider, strike three called, and down goes Reed. So Reed caught looking, Giordano with a clean slate in the seventh. No runs, one hit, a man left. And at the end of seven innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 13-1 here on KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And it's opening day of baseball for the Reading Colt 45s, and tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, offering inpatient, outpatient, and wellness services, and is nationally recognized and accredited by the Joint Commission. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Beach Street in Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
To the top of the eighth inning we go, and the Reading Colt 45s ahead on opening day 13-1. And glad you could all join us here on this beautiful, calm, and gorgeous afternoon to kick off what is going to be a very beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Sorry, I'm just sort of getting back into this. Going from being a newspaper man to doing both again. Top of the eighth inning. We go. Pitch is delivered a little bit low for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Up to bat is Justin Wade. Wade is 0 for 2. Walked in, hit into a double play. 1-0 pitch is lifted foul. So one ball, one strike, and kind of at that midway point where we could all just use a three-day weekend, and that's coming up. So very much looking forward to that as well. 1-1 pitch, fastball in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes for count. From Spencer Heath. He'll set, wind, in, fire, slider, strike three called. Oh, no. Not strike three called. Ooh, wow, that. Never mind, called it too soon. Two balls and two strikes. Thought Heath had nicked that inside corner, but apparently not. 2-2 pitch, fastball, swung on, grounded to third. Up with it, trying to scoop and throw, but slipped out of his hands, and we won't have a play. So Johnson charged with the error. As Justin Wade reaches base for the second time today. Looked routine, but went to go and scoop, and Johnson on the transition from glove to hand and just popped out. So now, here is Jared Hebelin. The pitch to Hebelin. Hard fastball in there for a strike. Ooh. I gotta see what this guy's cooking at. Man, he's looking. It's gotta be at least in the high 80s. He sets. He'll wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch swung on, lifted into right field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Rounding second to third is Hebelin. The throw to third. He is out of there! Oh, what a throw! Luke Matthews just absolutely laid Justin Wade out to dry. A single into right center. And coming, trying to take third was Wade. And Matthews said, not today. Wow. Pitch is taken on the inside corner for strike one. Inside for ball one. 1-0. So, yeah, Luke Matthews from Vista Murrieta takes on the inside corner for strike one. One and one. To Chuck Parnell, who is the beer batter, and usually they close up shop in the eighth, but apparently he was set too late. Parnell, check swing, did he go? No swing. Oh! Did he give him the strike? One ball and two strikes. Parnell trying to egg on the crowd, but with a 13-1 lead, not as interesting, I guess. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider grounded up along the third baseline and foul. So, I guess you could say that Chuck Parnell is a rebel without a cause right now. Down 13-1. Trying to put something in play for his team. One, two pitch, fastball, strike three called. Down goes Parnell. Parnell is laughing, had some words for the umpire, and didn't look like much. He's just having a conversation. Conversation that keeps you in the game. And with two outs. Here is Brian Mayer. Brian Mayer. That is Nicholas Giordano. So Giordano, 0-1. Looking in his heat, he'll set. He'll wind in fire. The 0-1 pitch, slider low and in. So 1-1, 13-1, and this is going to be, this is my favorite mini game of the night. It is called the Race to Homer, where the children take off their shoes. Homer throws them out, and then they have to find their shoes, put them on, and then race to him. We're going to have that mini game coming up for you in just a bit. Meanwhile, 1-2, the count to Giordano. The 1-2 pitch, slider just away. Gotta say, though, man, this Keith guy, he is throwing with some stuff. The hard fastball in the 980s, and then the slider that just breaks away. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Baseball, one of the hardest sports to play. 2-2 pitch, and rung up for strike three is Giordano, and that ends the inning. Absolutely filthy stuff. From Spencer Heath, the fastball mixed with the slider adds up for a delicious helping of strikeouts for the Reading Colt 45s, who lead going into the bottom of the eighth inning, 13-1. So now, we will see about the shoe toss. So I'm looking at it right now as we're sort of blocked by the dugout. Kind of wish I had a higher view. Oh, wow, this is enough children to... This is enough children to make a school. You're talking at least. Actually, no, not. We'll give it about 40 of them. So what they have to do is they have to find their shoes. And once they put on their shoes, they have to race to Homer. So here they go. They are off to the races. And let us begin the fun. There they go. Here we go. And we got a kid in a Red Sox shirt kind of taking the early lead. They make it across to the dugout. Kids are trying to find their shoes. Students are trying to find their shoes. You gotta steal. You can't steal your shoes. You have to find yours. The ones that your mom bought you. The ones that your dad bought you from Payless. We got a girl in the gray shirt. She found her shoes and some slides, and we have ourselves a winner. It is a girl wearing some slides. That is the best strategy to use in this sort of game. Definitely gotta go with the slides or the sandals, and that is it. We got some young kids in the background looking to finish. We got some stragglers. But, yeah. So. Oh, and then we got a little toddler in there getting in with the big kids as well. Ah, gotta love summer baseball. That's the end of the race. We'll now get back to the bigger kids as the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 13-1. Tonight's game is being brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the opening day of baseball for the Reading Colt 45s, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, offering inpatient, outpatient, and wellness services. It is nationally recognized and accredited by the Joint Commission. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And we are back for the bottom of the eighth inning. And here's the pitch. Hard fastball swung on elbows, driven into right center for a base hit. Holding it first with the first pitch leadoff single is Trey Thomas. And so, just like that, every single hitter in the Reading Colt 45s has a hit today. Gotta love it. Good start for the Reading Colt 45s, and you gotta be feeling good about yourself if you are first-year coach Bob Anderson. And now here's Giacomo Crosetti, who has a single on his resume. First pitch swinging, lifts it up along the right field line, giving chase but running out of room in foul territory is Drew Silveri. 0-1 the count. Thomas at first, 13-1. Reading Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Slider on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes to count as we now have new pitcher, De La Montaña. So, De La Montaña, going to work. 0-2 pitch, curveball swung on, lifted into left center, coming under it to make the catch, and left his pots, and there's one away. So, a little bit out in front. As Crosetti pops out. And with one away, here's Mason Johnson. The pitch to Mason is taken down and out way for ball one, one ball and no strikes. One oh pitch in the dirt for ball two. So two balls, no strikes. Crowd still hanging around for this nail biter. Just kidding. The Reading Colt 45s leading this one 13-1 here on opening day. 2-0 swung on. That ball is hit foul and out of play. Wow, did that same Jeep get hit again? Wow. Man, you're either lucky or unlucky if you're that guy or girl or person. So, a Jeep gets whacked on the hood for the second time tonight. Hopefully, they can buffer that baby out. Maybe not. 2-1 pitch is way in, outside in the dirt for ball three. Skipped by the catcher and moving over to second is Thomas. Three balls, one strike. So, De La Montaña. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike. Right at the knees, and the kid is showing some speed right there. Hard thrower bringing in his arsenal, a slider. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, lined up to the middle. Oh, nice play at second. The throw to first. In time, beautiful play by Hevelin to rob Mason Johnson of a base hit. To third goes Trey Thomas, and that will bring up Noah Young. So Noah Young is the big man on campus today with the first home run of the Reading Colt 45 season. Added a sacrifice fly in the sixth after the home run in the fourth. Looking to cash in some more. Pitch is taken high for ball one. So De La Montaña getting in some solid work. Just trying to take care of Young. Pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. Oh, we got ourselves a new batter. No. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swing on that ball is looped into shallow center, going back 12 steps to make the catch. And short is Cameron, and that ends the inning. So, for the Reading Colt 45s, able to get a hit from Trey Thomas, and that means all nine of the starters have hit safely today. End of eight innings. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 13-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And a special shout out to Tyler Chapman doing a good job in the studio making sure we're live and all situated here on opening day. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to sponsor the Reading Colt 45's opening day of baseball. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the area to be awarded the grade A of all the hospitals rated in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
All right, to the top of the ninth inning we go, and the party is still going here at Tiger Field as the Colt 45 faithful have plenty to celebrate over in what has been an explosive offensive day. Colt 45's leading 13-1, a four-run fifth inning, and then a five-run sixth, and the Colt 45's, since the fourth, have pretty much ran away with this one, leading 13-1. We have ourselves a new pitcher. Own one. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. And Blue took that foul ball off the pads, and Bob Anderson was maybe asking for time, but he said, nope, I'm good. Must be wearing that double-plated new technology. 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to third. Oh, nice play there. The throw to the first to tag, not in time. Johnson made a backhanded stab at it, but the throw was slightly offline, so we'll give it a hit. I'm just trying to get the name of this new pitcher. Here's the pitch, swung on, foul back. Oh, man, I've been dying to catch a foul ball this season. 0-1. Owen pitch is swung on and fouled back again. And, man, you just got this troop of about six or seven children just out there patrolling the yard, maybe looking to add something to their buckets. Oh, 2 pitch. Breaking ball is missed high for Bolin. Here's the 1-2 pitch, slider high. So the new pitcher is Caleb Schaefer, so the right-hander from Reno, Nevada, who played at Butte College this past season. 1-2 from Schaefer, fastball is a little high and away. So 2 balls and 2 strikes on this 25-man roster for the Colt 45s. 3-2 pitch, fastball swung on, grounded into right field for a base hit. Holding it second is Silveri. And that will bring up Casey Longacre. Here's the pitch to Longacre. Fastball missing low and away for ball one. So 1 ball and no strikes. One of the pitches on the outside corner for a strike at the hips. One swung on and missed for strike two. Oh, throwing that fastball there to Schaefer from Reno, Nevada, listed at 6'3", 205. Schaefer whips and delivers. 1-2 pitch, slider. Oh, Mason Cassingham tried to frame it the best that he could, but couldn't sell it on eBay. Do people still even use eBay? I think it's Craigslist now. Am I really that old? Ah, God, I'm old. I'm dating myself 2 and 2. It's been a long week. 2-2-bit swing, that is a high fly ball on the infield. Running under it at short, making the catch is Cats, and there's one away. Yeah, I think people still use eBay, but I feel that's more like for like a niche crowd, like when you're trying to sell like that 1955 collection Smurf toy. Yep, we have mentioned the Smurfs on this broadcast. 13-1. So proud. All right. That's why I went to journalism school. Let's go to Justin Hammerlin, who takes on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. O-1 pitch from Schaefer. Swung on and missed for strike two. And Hammerlin nearly fell out of his chair. No balls, two strikes, one away, 13-1, Reading Colt 45s. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider in the dirt for ball one. Heberlin, a very stout 5'8". Looking to do some damage here. Add something to his hit total. 0-2, by the way, in case you were wondering. The 1-2 pitch got him looking for strike three. Another slider breaks at Hammerlin. And down he goes. So he goes 0-3 for the night. Struck out twice and flied out to second. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. So 0-1 the count. We'll be back out here tomorrow evening starting at around 7:10. So be sure to join us. And this year we'll be getting in some guests from time to time as well. The 0-1 pitch is grounded to first. Up with it, covering the bag is Schaefer, and that is the ball game. Reed to Schaefer, and that ends the ball game. The Reading Colt 45s opening day with a big win offensively, putting up 13 runs and winning by a final score of 13-1. A 3-run home run by Noah Young in the 4th inning, and that would set the course for the rest of the night. For Ethan Hansen and in the booth downtown is Tyler James Chapman saying good night from KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This game has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the opening day of baseball for the Reading Colt 45s, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, offering inpatient, outpatient, and wellness services. It is nationally recognized and accredited by the Joint Commission, Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading. Good night from Tiger Field, and we will see you all tomorrow evening.
What she's learning here, hopefully, is that truly, there are no shortcuts in life. Not really. Not when it comes to the big and important things. You cannot skip the hard part and cut right to the good stuff. You can't do that because the hard part is what gives the good stuff its goodness. Another way of saying this is that there is no happiness that isn't earned. So you can pay for all the luxuries you want. You can pay for all the convenience. You can take all the pills you want. You can defer as much as you want to modern technology. You can get a lot of convenience out of that. You can even get comfort and satisfaction. But love and happiness, the things that the human heart really desires most deeply, those have to be earned. I mean, there's no way around it. There are shortcuts that only seem like shortcuts. In reality, they are detours that take you farther away from the thing that you want, farther from what you really desire. This is the lesson that Chloe's learning today, the lesson that surrogacy has taught many people, unfortunately, the hard way. And that is why, maybe not Chloe Kardashian, who is learning, but at least surrogacy is today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. God.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Work requirements for able-bodied federal food aid recipients emerges as a final sticking point in negotiations over the debt ceiling as the deadline for default is pushed back to June 5th. Democrats oppose the GOP effort to boost work requirements. North Carolina Republican Representative Patrick McHenry was asked if Republicans in the White House are making any progress.
I would say that we've made day over day for the last 3 days progress. That's good. That doesn't mean hour over hour, but day over day for the last 3 days we've made progress.
A South Carolina judge is temporarily blocking the state's new six-week abortion ban. Governor Henry McMaster signed the law Thursday, saying it would save the lives of unborn children. Abortion providers filed lawsuits challenging the ban. The governor of Iowa is banning any discussion of gender or sexual orientation in kindergarten through sixth grade. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signed the education reform law Friday that also requires schools to alert parents if their child wants to use a new name or pronouns. They're midshipmen no more.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the leadership of the new Naval Academy graduates will be at the center of American efforts for a more peaceful future. He spoke before the newly commissioned Navy and Marine officers Friday, calling on them to remind the world America stands for qualities like honor and courage. The class of 2023 includes 751 men, 267 women. There were 744 graduates who were commissioned as Navy ensigns and 257 commissioned as second lieutenants to the Marine Corps. The newly commissioned officers will serve at least 5 years. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
So have you ever thought about owning a lighthouse?
10 lighthouses that for generations have stood like sentinels along America's shorelines, protecting mariners from peril and guiding them to safety, are being given away at no cost or sold at auction by the federal government. The aim of the program, run by the General Services Administration, is to preserve the properties, most of which are more than a century old. The development of modern technology, including GPS, means lighthouses are no longer essential for navigation and not critical to the Coast Guard's mission. John Scott reporting.
According to a new Gallup poll, Americans believe the average family needs a minimum of $85,000 a year just to get by. That number is an increase of 46% from 2013, when the number given was $58,000. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular remains $3.57 as we head into the weekend. News and analysis at townhall.com. A A key index of U.S. prices ticks higher in April as consumer spending rebounds.
The index showed that prices rose 0.4% from March to April, much higher than the 0.1% increase the previous month. It's a sign that inflationary pressures in the economy remain high. The year-over-year figure of 4.4% was down sharply from a peak of 7% last June, yet remains far above the Fed's 2% inflation target.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, consumers kept spending last month despite the price increase. Their spending jumped 0.8% from March to April. The Memorial Day weekend rush is underway as TSA prepares to screen close to 10 million passengers over the course of the weekend. The agency's done a few things to speed up check-in. They've hired more agents, and also they're letting children 17 and younger go through the same checkpoint as their pre-check enrolled parents. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200. Per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Well, I tell you what, he's back in the cockpit the next week for the new call sign, Swamp Thang. New call sign.
That's Joe Biden yesterday introducing the incoming chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and it's not his new call sign. I don't think Joe Biden knows what a call sign is. The Air Force pilot, Air Force General Charles C.Q. Brown Jr., incoming chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, number one officer in the United States military. And he is an F-16 pilot. And his call sign long ago became Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing. Now, it happened he had to punch out of an airplane. I guess it was over Florida, right? Landed in a swampy area. And his call sign years ago, so Joe Biden saying, even he gets even that wrong. Even the basic stuff. Now, it would be kind of funny to give him a new call sign when he comes to Washington to the Pentagon. He's probably already done tours of the Pentagon since he's a four-star Air Force general. And now he's going to become the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the, you know, CJCS. And the big boss, four-star, in charge of all the others. It's kind of absurd that Joe Biden even gets that wrong. And it's ironic and absurd and funny that the new top military officer coming to the Pentagon has a call sign, as pilots do. And his call sign in Washington, D.C. is Swamp Thing. See, for Democrats listening along, that's because, you know, we refer to Washington, D.C. as the swamp. It's the swamp. That's the thing about Washington, D.C. And it's called a swamp. Because much of the city used to be swamp and then was filled in, landfill, half of the mall from the Washington Monument west and over to the Potomac River and other parts of that region of the city are landfill, used to be swamp. And the truth is, back in the old days, the downtown area was pretty swampy too, and Abraham Lincoln's time, you know, had dirt roads and even beyond had dirt roads as cities did back then. And people would get houses if they had the wherewithal. People would get houses just a couple of miles away, even by this radio station, to get their families out of the swampy
marshy, mosquito-ridden, malaria-afflicted downtown Washington. And if you had the money, you'd get a house just a couple miles outside the city, because it took a long time on horses and with wagons and carriages and things. Couldn't just hop in your, you know, in your BMW and drive a couple of miles. It took a while. But in any case, it really was a swamp for forever and ever until it wasn't. And you know, all that implies, diseases and bugs, mosquitoes, nastiness. And now comes the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, incoming Air Force General Charles C.Q. Brown, Jr., perfectly, appropriately, call sign Swamp Thing. Now, they'll spin that into a positive because Joe Biden has named him. And did I mention, because this is the most important thing in the news media reports and with Joe Biden, of course, he's African-American. He's an African-American Air Force in this terribly oppressive country. He's a four-star general who was an F-16 pilot. I'm sure he still flies whenever he can, probably busy most of the time. But if you're an F-16 pilot and you're a four-star general, every now and then you're going to get in a cockpit and fly around because it's a fun thing to do. And by the way, it's not the news media is going to make a lot of this. The first African-American chairman of the Joint Chiefs was anybody? Anybody? Colin Powell, of course, Colin Powell. Was that Ronald Reagan? Is he a National Security Advisor, Secretary of State under Republican presidents? But pay no attention to that, because now they're going to pretend that this is the first time it's ever happened, the news media. Oh, speaking of the news media, boy, I picked up my Washington Post today, and they got me going right away. I was up good and early. I slept in. What did I time? I got up at 4:30. I got up at 4:30 this morning. And then I got busy hunting and gathering. I'm a hunter-gatherer, you know. And my Washington Post, it woke up after I did. Didn't get to my house till after I had been up for a while. But the front page above the folds, there are two stories there. Oath Keepers leader Rhodes sentenced to 18 years in prison in a penitentiary. Because Oath Keepers, you know, Oath Keepers are people that served in the military and served in police forces, and they took the oath, you know, protect and defend the Constitution and all that stuff. And he's a terrible, horrible person, according to the Washington Post, and a D.C. jury, which is always a lynch mob, unless you're just a murderer or a crack dealer or something like that, in which case you're probably in good hands. Punishment for seditious conspiracy is longest of any January 6th. Defendant. How many years ago was that now? And this is a Soviet-style ongoing crusade, a jihad by the left. Now, how many people that attacked the White House and forced the evacuation of the president are still in prison during President Trump? You know, not during James Madison or Abraham Lincoln or anything, but during President Trump. How many radical left? How about the guy that torched the Church of the Presidents, St. John's Church across from the White House, historic American church, a very important church, and a Democrat torched it, set it on fire. Is that person in prison for a seditious conspiracy? I'm just curious. How about John Brennan, the CIA director, and Gus Hall, Communist Party voter, voted for Gus Hall for president, and Barack Obama made him CIA director. He signed onto that letter along with the 51 other seditious conspirators seeking to throw the U.S. presidential election. Any of those 51 facing any charges of any kind for their seditious conspiracy? I'm just curious. Honestly, we had Democrats rioting from Seattle and Portland. All of those were insurrections, by the way, attacking courthouses and police stations and police officers. And those are all seditious conspiracies, and they're insurrections. But never mind that. So 18 years for this man, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, sentenced to 18 years in prison on Thursday, and the first punishment to be handed down for seditious conspiracy in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Again, what were the sentences for the attack on the White House? There were, I believe, more than 180 officers injured in that Democrat Party's organized, orchestrated attack. And I don't think any of them were shot and killed, like Ashley Babbitt. Were any of them shot and killed for trespassing, assaulting police? They showed up. They had bricks. They brought in pallets of frozen water bottles, which are designed to be used as weapons, and that's demonstrates premeditation. They brought M80s, the big firecrackers, which are an eighth of a stick of dynamite that they were throwing at the, hence M80, and they were throwing them at the police. Molotov cocktails. They, you know, they trashed the city. I saw Dr. Jill Biden, who's not a doctor at all, is she? She was embarrassing herself yesterday at the Ronald Reagan Institute. A Ronald Reagan Institute event yesterday in Washington. The Ronald Reagan Institute is on 16th Street, which they now call Black Lives Matter Plaza. No sense of irony. And right across the street from St. John's Church that was torched by the Democrats when they were engaged in seditious conspiracy against the government of the United States and the President of the United States, forcing for the first time ever in the history of the White House an evacuation of the president and the first family by the Secret Service to the nuclear bunker beneath the White House complex. George W. Bush was once brought down there because a plane had entered D.C. airspace, but it wasn't because of a violent mob of political miscreants outside. This is the only time that ever happened. And how many people were charged in those instances? I think the answer is zero, as far as I know. And how many are still in prison? How many were sentenced to 18 years? I think the answer is zero. The Washington Post is busy covering that up now, busy not looking into that because they're not in the news business. You know, their motto, it's right here under their masthead. It looks like a newspaper, but it's not. That's what it says. How many licks does it take to get the center of a Tootsie Pop? So Stuart Rhodes, 18 years in the penitentiary because... the longest sentence given to any of the hundreds of people found guilty of involvement in the pro-Trump riot, and the first to include an enhanced penalty for terrorism. For terrorism, see? Oh, I've got an update on that, too, because turns out our Department of Homeland Security, Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles, is identifying terrorist groups. It has the pyramid, you know, like the food pyramid? With nutrition. They have the pyramid of extremists, and it's only conservative groups. And the pyramid of extremists includes Fox News, the Heritage Foundation. Wait till I tell you about this. And that means they're coming for you because, honestly, these people are not they're not on our side. They're the left. They're not liberals. They're the left. And so this person, the Oath Keepers, he 18 years in prison. And they've got a judge here. I meant to look it up this morning. I haven't gotten there. Judge Amit Mehta. Judge Amit Mehta is the judge involved. But interestingly, it doesn't say that he's an Obama appointee or, you know, because whenever it's a Trump appointee, they always say it's a Trump appointee or a Bush appointee. But whenever it's a left-wing radical extremist, un-American, anti-democratic judge. They never say Obama appointee in there. You know, when their political enemies are being thrown in prison for 18 years, like in the Soviet Union for, if it were lefties, it would have been a wholesome exercise of their First Amendment rights, right? Right? Now, let me get to the real seditious conspiracy because this is again, irony. As I like to say, they have no sense of irony. You know why I say that? Because they have no sense of irony. Who has no sense? All of them. None of them. Every damn one of them, no sense of irony. The headline, this is the actual lead story on the upper right-hand corner of the A-sectional. They have the A-sectional and the Metro-sectional. And I wrote over the headline with my pen, my Skillcraft pen, U.S. government, seditious conspiracy, I wrote over the headline. Here's the headline. Trump workers... They call people workers now, like in the Soviet Union and China. Trump workers moved boxes a day before FBI visit. It wasn't a raid. It was a visit. It's like your aunt is coming over with a pie. They're having a visit. And they staged that photograph where they let everything out real neat, and they took a picture, and they included the magazine rack because they were being wiseasses, the FBI crooks, because the FBI has been corrupted. And it's tragic to have to say that out loud, and I was hesitant for years to say that, but that's over. My hesitancy is gone. Trump workers moved boxes a day before FBI visit. Did they know it was a day before the FBI visit? Well, they don't say that. They don't. And where did they move them? From one place under Secret Service protection to another place under Secret Service protection? Maybe they moved it to a garage where Donald Trump kept his Corvette and the Chinese lawn care people spent a lot of time. Maybe, because that's true with the Corvette. And the maybe he moved it to an office over a steakhouse just off of Capitol Hill where Joe Biden kept a room full of classified documents not under Secret Service protection related to the, what do they call it, the Joe Biden think tank. Again, no sense of irony. Right? So Trump workers move boxes a day before FBI visit. It's not a raid, a visit. Files focus of alleged, quote, dress rehearsal, end quote. Probe, isn't it ever-expanding probe? Probe's new details shed light on possible obstruction. Well, what is this story? Because this is a fascinating story. And I'm going to share the details with you coming up because it turns out, and here's the thing. This is why I wrote Seditious Conspiracy. It turns out FBI crooks went to the Washington Post and fed them anti-Trump information. Anonymously, of course. More anonymous. And are they tampering in our election again? It sure looks like they are. Wouldn't that constitute a seditious conspiracy by crooked employees like Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe? And what's that sleazy lawyer that altered the documents from the CIA to ensnare a Naval Academy grad and American patriot? I've got that coming up. That is coming right up. And it is. Honestly, I looked at, I'm always looking for irony, and I find it everywhere. It's amazing how much irony they give me. So we got that CNN poll, really, really bad news for Joe Biden. Even former Democrat Capitol Hill staffer Jake Tapper is in a tizzy about it. So we've got that going. And Target, I've got an update. It's Target now. It's called, right? Called Target. I've got an update for you on Target. Things not going real well for them either, for Joe Biden and, well, and for America this Memorial Day weekend. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
It's official. Reports say the banking collapse of 2023 is more devastating than the banking collapse of 2008. Right now, a series of global financial dominoes are falling, and it may not be over yet. Don't wait for the email saying, sorry, your account has been frozen. We must take action now to protect what we've worked so hard to build. Call my friends at American Alternative Assets and request your free wealth protection guide. Call 888-4-GOLD-20. That's right. Call now 888-446-5360. This invaluable guide will outline the precise steps you need to take immediately to transfer your IRA or 401k into precious metals, all without tax consequences. Call American Alternative Assets at 888-4-GOLD-20 to claim your free gold and silver guide today. Once again, call now 888-446-5360. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Seek your own legal, tax, investment, and financial advice before opening an account.
Some big news. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's true. After Tucker Carlson's firing, the Eric Bolling Show went up over 200% in the ratings. Every evening, Newsmax's powerful lineup of Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, and Chris Plant can't be beat. Americans are turning to Newsmax for the real news you can trust. And tonight, Eric Bolling reveals the big fight between DeSantis and Trump and why this battle may soon get nasty. So tune in to Eric Bolling tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Find out why Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your cable system doesn't have Newsmax, switch to a system that does. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching anytime, anywhere. So make the switch today to Newsmax and tell your friends you made the switch because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Como la luna y el sol.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone.
Los girasoles nunca dejan de girar.
Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Furnished by Alzheimer's Association.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yes, I'm going to share with you the Washington Post front page lead story. Incorporating the leaks, the sinister, devious, treacherous leaks coming from inside the FBI, the Justice Department, to the Washington Post, naturally designed to undermine President Trump. Any Republican will do, but especially President Trump, because the FBI and the Justice Department have been corrupted by the left for their own political purposes. How many examples do we have, Michael? Well, too many to list in 1 3-hour show. I'll give them that. They are busy little beavers, aren't they? And in the meantime, before I get to that, and also, you know, Swamp Thing, I was reminded that General Brown has been the Air Force Chief of Staff for a couple few years now. So he's already Swamp Thing, but, you know, now he becomes the top Swamp Thing in uniform. Let's go to the phones. Then I'm going to get to the Washington Post to lay out their devious, sinister tampering with our presidential election already. And the Washington Post, of course, colluding with them, because fascism is, of course, a merger of state and corporate power. And, you know, we've got the Democrat Party and all of their allies. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Michael calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Morning, Chris. Hey, Michael. I did want to bring a moment of thought to the show. You got to find the pony. You know the old joke about when you find a pile of horse manure somewhere, there's a horse.
Yes,
you got to find the pony.
I know there's a pony in
the
there somewhere.
The good news is, absolutely, absolutely. And that's the optimistic outlook, right? That's the difference between a pessimist and an optimist.
Ronald Reagan.
And so the good news is 18 years for seditious conspiracy. obviously, when we actually get a functional DOJ that isn't corrupt as hell and that isn't infected the way this one is, we can now count on Comey, Strzok, McCabe, Page, Brennan, and blah, 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 and on down the line. I can list 100 names. We can now count on each and every one of them getting more than 18 years, because one thing about Oath Keepers was they were not acting under color of law. And another item about it, too, that struck me was, how is it that this qualifies as a quick trial, considering it took them 3 years? They had the number two of Oath Keepers was a human intel informant. That took them 3 years to put together a government case on a guy that they had his number two was off payroll.
Yeah, it is. These are terrible times, United States of America, this Memorial Day weekend. I've got more coming up on this, too, Michael.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
The historic Tasky Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark Maccabee and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Senator Kay Marie's and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Before the 2016 campaign, an FBI lawyer changed evidence before a secret court. Before the 2018 campaign, the FBI was breathing life into the lying Steele dossier. Before the 2020 campaign, you saw the FBI doing everything they could to make you think that Trump was somehow a Russian agent or shaking down Vladimir Zelensky. And then before 2022, they raided Mar-a-Lago, all the while suppressing the information on the Hunter Biden laptop and suppressing anything that was derogatory to Joe Biden.
Congressman Matt Gaetz laying out the FBI's nefarious modern history tampering with our elections, the corrupt permanent bureaucracy. You know, at the Chris Plant store on Al Gore's amazing internet, you can get our Department of Deep State T-shirts and coffee mugs. Very tasteful, I must say, very discreet. The permanent bureaucracy. You know, who really runs the United States of America? There is something called the interagency process. The interagency process. It's a cabal of permanent government weasels with sharp teeth and claws. And they're coming for the children. Our government has grown too large and too powerful and too omnipresent. Let's go back to the seditious conspirators at the Washington Post with their co-conspirators in the FBI, since Congressman Matt Gaetz was just laying it out there. Matt Gaetz has graced us with his presence on my show on Newsmax a few times already. Today will be the 15th show, week three, fifth day, Friday, you know, coming into Memorial Day weekend. And we'll be there Memorial Day, too. So now here we go. Trump workers, Soviet language, moved boxes a day before FBI visit, files focus of alleged, quote, dress rehearsal, end quote. For what? A dress rehearsal for what? Did somebody tip them off that an FBI raid was coming the next day with swarms of agents with rifles and body armor and vehicles and spotlights and all that stuff of the President of the United States? Honestly, Deutschland über alles. Probes new details shed light on possible obstruction. Listen to the weaselly language. Shed light, possible obstruction by a president because he had his documents and you disapprove of the way that they were stored. Now, Joe Biden, again, had classified documents at his house, or was it two houses in Delaware? And then over a steakhouse, Charlie Palmer's steakhouse, very good steakhouse, full of members of Congress and lobbyists buying, you know, $80 steaks and things. You want to side with that. That's more. And it's a great steakhouse. You look out at the U.S. Capitol And just upstairs was Joe Biden's fake foundation or think tank, and lots of classified documents there. Where else? Oh, behind the Corvette in the garage, classified documents there. And no front page stories on that today, interestingly enough, because Uberales. Now, they have four fake reporters on this, Devlin Barrett and Josh Dawsey and Spencer Sue and Perry Stein, four reporters on one story. Who writes what? Honestly, it must take weeks to sort that out. Here's the corrupt, the seditious conspiracy front page story in the Washington Post being fed to them by the FBI and or the corrupt Merrick Garland Justice Department, very bitter that he's not on the Supreme Court, very bitter indeed. Oh, by the way, I did look it up, and the Oath Keeper that got 18 years, the judge was Amit Mehta, and he's an Obama appointee. Sure enough, he's an Obama appointee, and pushed by radical left-wingers on Capitol Hill in the Senate, and now he's got a rope and a tree. He's from India originally, you know, as did his parents fight in Vietnam and World War II and World War I and the Civil War and go back to the Daughters of the American Revolution or anything, and he got customs. No, he's a leftist that Obama put in there, and he does the work of the left and the Democrat Party. And interesting, in the Washington Post, they never mention when it's a leftist doing the work of the Democrat Party. They never say an Obama appointee. But if it's something they disagree with, it's always a Trump appointee or a Bush appointee, right? And they lied to us. Who was it on CBS, Jim Axelrod the other day, who lied to us that the U.S. attorney in Delaware, a Trump appointee, well, Obama put him in the position first. And then the two Democrat senators in Delaware pressured President Trump to keep him in the job. And now the media, because they're looking into Biden family corruption, now the media always says a Trump appointee. But that's a lie. It's a bare minimum, a half lie. It's a deception. It's sleight of hand. And as I like to say, the most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. They ignore that Obama put him in the position in the first place and that Democrat senators pushed him on Trump and Trump acquiesced. But never mind that. All right, back to the crooked piece, the seditious conspiracy in today's Washington Post. I think there are more, but I'll just stick to this one for now. Two of Donald Trump's employees moved boxes of papers. Oh, no, they moved boxes of papers? God, there should be an FBI raid, don't you think? Two of Donald Trump's employees moved boxes of papers a day before an early June visit, there's that word again, not a raid, by FBI agents and a prosecutor to the former president's Florida home to retrieve classified documents in response to a subpoena. Now, did you guys tell them, hey, tomorrow the FBI is going to raid your house with a prosecutor and they have a subpoena and they're looking for boxes of documents, so don't move them. And again, they're under Secret Service protection because it's the president's Florida home and he's got Secret Service protection. But set that aside because that doesn't matter. Now, Joe Biden's garage, Secret Service protection, the Corvette, no. How about the foundation over the steakhouse, Secret Service protection? No. Any Chinese in there? Any, you know, because they have spies everywhere. Just ask Eric Swalwell and Fang Fang. So to retrieve classified documents in response to a subpoena. Timing that investigators have come to view as suspicious and an indication of possible obstruction. Indication, possible obstruction that investigators are telling the Washington Post. Who are these investigators that are talking? They're plural. That's multiple, not one and not according to an investigator, but multiple investigators talking to the Washington Post. That means at least two, right, Michael? Possibly three or 14 could be the whole damn Justice Department filling an auditorium and telling the Washington Post this stuff. But where are the leaks on the grand juries looking into Hunter Biden and the Biden money and, you know, the Treasury Department stonewalling the Congress, the FBI fighting against and not responding to a congressional subpoena involving whistleblower testimony and a document or documents demonstrating that the president himself was in a pay-for-play scheme with foreign powers. Where are the leaks going to the Washington Bar? Are you guys sitting down with those guys, or are you having sex with them? Just curious. So they say that the investigators, plural, have come to view, they have, as suspicious and an indication of possible, suspicious indication, possible obstruction. Obstruction of what? The president holding onto his documents? According to people familiar with the matter, again, multiple people who are, why are they qualified to discuss this? Well, they're familiar with the matter, and that's good enough, right? Trump and his aides also allegedly carried out a, quote, dress rehearsal, end quote, for moving sensitive papers even before his office received the May 2022 subpoena, according to the people familiar with the matter. There they are again. Is that the same people? It sounds like it's the same people. Who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe a sensitive ongoing investigation. Isn't that illegal? Isn't that a violation of law? And why has nothing leaked from the FBI about Biden family investigations and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the grand jury and the prosecutor, the U.S. attorney in Delaware that they say was a Trump appointee but was really an Obama appointee first? Now, honestly, our media is filth, just corrupt as hell. Hey, Devlin Barrett, Josh Dossie, Spencer Sue, and Perry Stein, you're corrupt individuals. I bet you cheat on everything. I bet you cheated in school. If you have spouses, you cheat on them. Expense reports, taxes. The IRS should target these people instead of Matt Taibbi, but they won't. Now, that's the thing. So prosecutors, in addition, have gathered evidence indicating Trump at times kept classified documents in his office. Oh, no, that is outrageous. The president keeping classified documents in his office in a place where they were visible and sometimes showed them to others, these people said. Well, as President Trump has said, you know, first of all, he's out of the White House at this point. Right? So these are presidential papers. And the president said, well, you know, I'm the president. As the president, I can declassify things by waving my hand over them. And some people may debate that, but nevertheless. And there's a funny line in the story further down. Taken together, the new details of the classified documents, they're taken together now. The classified documents investigation suggests a greater breadth and specificity in the instances of possible obstruction found by the FBI and Justice Department. We're narrowing in on who their anonymous sources are who are familiar with the matter, right? Than have been previously reported through other leaks. So now the FBI and Justice Department, Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray's people, don't think of them as criminals engaged in a seditious conspiracy to tamper in the 2024 election. It's 2023 now, and they're already leaking to the Washington Post for front page stories, illegally, by the way, stories that will damage President Trump. But wait a minute. What about the Treasury Department and the IRS and Hunter Biden and the more than 150 suspicious activity reports that the Treasury Department was stonewalling Congress because they don't believe in the Constitution and the branches of government and oversight and all those pesky and annoying things. Yet broadens the timeline of possible obstruction that investigators are examining, and they're telling the Post all about it anonymously. FBI, Justice Department, individuals familiar with the matter, but had to speak on the condition of anonymity in order to describe sensitive ongoing investigations. All of this is illegal, against the law. It's not a casual thing. They're filth. And the Washington Post, of course, they are involved. They got four of them. You know, so they're not even keeping a close hold on it. They you know, probably went to the auditorium at the Washington Post and had lunch and told everybody about it over Starbucks. And they're fine because they're involved in this seditious conspiracy with the FBI and the Justice Department to undermine President Trump because he is a Republican candidate for the presidency of the United States, and they didn't vote for him. That's what's going on here, you see. A period stretching from the events at Mar-a-Lago before the subpoena to the period after the FBI search there on August 8th. It's still not a raid. It was a visit twice, and now it's a search. That timeline may prove crucial as prosecutors seek to determine Trump's intent in keeping hundreds of classified documents after he left the White House. We already knew all about this. By the way, Hillary Clinton destroyed 33,000 emails. What, with a cloth or something? It was bleach bit, and they used hammers. She had her staffers use hammers to destroy their BlackBerries and their iPhones to destroy evidence. That's called destruction of evidence. And there was an ongoing investigation. There was a congressional subpoena in place. That's not on the front page of the Washington Post today either. That's just amazing. Oh, my God, he kept classified documents after he left the house. A key factor in deciding whether to file charges, possibly for obstruction. This is the lead story front page. Next to a story about a guy getting 18 years for a seditious conspiracy. And again, I'm always on the lookout for irony. And this is rather ironic because this is once again another example of a seditious conspiracy. You heard Matt Gaetz. You may remember Congressman Jim Jordan talking about the FBI and the Justice Department tampering in our elections in the past as well. You may remember Jim Jordan talking about the FBI and the Justice tampering in our presidential elections like they're a third world country trying to topple the United States.
This is the FBI who's involved themselves in every single election for the last four cycles. This is a point Congressman Gaetz made in committee a few weeks ago. In 2016, they spied on President Trump's campaign. In 2018, it was the Mueller investigation. In 2020, they suppressed information about the Hunter Biden laptop. And now in 2020, they've raided the home of the former president, taking the phone of a sitting member of Congress 91 days before an election. So when is the FBI not going to involve themselves in one of our elections? That's probably a key question.
And now the front page of the Washington Post is the FBI once again. Multiple FBI and or Department of Justice individuals sitting down with four reporters or some portion of this group of four reporters leaking illegally information about an ongoing investigation because they know it will damage President Trump's campaign. The FBI is an ongoing seditious conspiracy at this point. There are whistleblowers up on Capitol Hill. The Democrats and the news media, but I repeat myself, are hitting the whistleblowers in the back of the head with shovels. This is our government. 2023, the election is next year. The FBI and the Washington Post are already engaged in a seditious conspiracy to damage President Trump this far out. The story goes on. People familiar with this situation, how many, said that Jack Smith's team investigating has concluded the bulk of investigative work in the documents case and believe it has uncovered a handful of distinct episodes of obstructive or obstructionist conduct. And the Washington Post has this story on the front page. There need to be people in ankle shackles at Reagan Airport frog marched out of this place, honestly.
Did you wipe the surface?
What, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention veterans, active duty military, civilians, and contractors. If you were issued earplugs between 1999 and 2015 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-783-2402 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-783-2402 now. Again, 800-783-2402. That's 800-783-2402.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Memorial Day sale, May 26th through June 5th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Leroy, 71's backed up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
Three more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? This driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
All right. We, of course, have a great deal to get to. The CNN poll, that's really such bad news for Joe Biden that even Jake Tapper had his panties in a wedge. And we'll get to that. Jake Tapper, of course, former Democrat Capitol Hill staffer, worked for the woman whose son married Chelsea Clinton, right? And the woman's husband went to prison for corruption. He had been a Democrat member of the House also. It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Let's go to Jeremiah calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Jeremiah, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Morning, Chris. How are we doing today?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Hey, I just wanted to encourage you and your audience to look into something that's going on down in D.C. this week. Well, this upcoming week on Monday, they're doing a first annual march for the slain January 6th Patriot Ashley Babbitt. If your listeners would like to look into this, maybe participate. They're meeting at 3 p.m. Monday on the Capitol grounds at the Peace Monument, marching to the D.C. Gulag at 5 p.m. If you wanted to look into this, maybe purchase a T-shirt to help their ongoing efforts. They've been down there for about a year now. Go to the number 4, Ashley, A-S-H-L-I, period, .com.
Uh-huh.
And you can order a T-shirt there. Ashley Babbitt's mom, Mickey, is down there. There's two of my friends that are going down specifically to YouTube the memorial down there, Freedom Jeffrey on YouTube, as well as Glory Be Freedom on YouTube.
All right, Jim, I, for people that don't remember right away, Ashley Babbitt was a protester, went into the Capitol January 6th, was shot and killed for the alleged crime of trespassing. And she is a 12-year Air Force veteran. She was laughing when the Capitol Police...
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads.